Sup, dudes?
Hey,
we're
man.
Here.
Hey.
Back from Thanksgiving break?
Yeah.
Feels...
Break back.
We've only missed a week of shows. Does it feel like it's been...
We have not missed a week of shows. We've missed one show.
That's a week of shows.
That's one show.
It's a week. When was the last time we did a show?
A week would be skipping a day.
No. That would be two weeks a show.
No.
Yeah.
You don't make any sense.
Dude, I make so much sense.
Your counting is off.
They call me Mr. Sense.
Mr. Sense?
They call me that.
Are you good?
No, I don't make sandwiches. I just make sense. Mm-hmm. How you doing, man?
I'm great.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. It's like there's like how much snow's out there right now?
Not a lot.
Like an inch or less? Or
less than that, yeah.
Are the roads completely clear of snow?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no hope of a snow day tomorrow for
unless
anyone.
It freezes.
It won't.
Yeah.
Right? Because...
There's no way we get that. Yeah, no. When I got to my car, I was like, I'm going to probably have to scrape, but no, it was melting.
Was it really? I had to scrape this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris and I, we woke up about 8, looked out the window, lightly snowing. About 30 minutes later, looked out, snowing a little harder. About 9 o'clock, it was really coming down. We're like, let's go out to breakfast because we like snow. So we went to a little breakfast place,
freak.
And we sat next to a window and... looked at the snow pouring down. It was great. We had to scrape when we left. We had to scrape when we left the restaurant, to the restaurant, back from the restaurant. Lots of scraping.
That's pointless.
It's great,
dude. Why you do that?
You know, it's fun. We like the snow, man. Snow makes me happy. All right? Don't judge me.
You're moving to a place where there's going to be a lot.
There's going to be a lot of snow. I'm going to get that internet beamed in, dude.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? But hey, everybody.
Through all the snow.
We're back. Yeah, through all the snow, man. Beams don't matter. They don't care.
They might.
Through clouds, through mountains. Through people's bodies, dude.
Not
beaming
all
right
those
through there.
Do affect the
nope.
beam.
Nope.
Maybe not the bodies, but yeah, the rest
nope.
of them do. Yeah.
No, the beam affects the bodies. The bodies don't affect the beam.
There you go.
Yes, I will have stage 8 cancer by the time I'm done streaming because of all the beams that are beaming into
just
the beam land.
Beamed.
Yeah. So how you doing, guys, out there? I hope you're doing well. It's Seth the Colby Show. It's November 25th. We're back. We took one show off over the span of a week. So one could say that we were gone for a week.
No.
But I won't say that because it apparently does not
incorrect.
Is not true to my partner, even though if you look at a calendar, it's been a week since our last show, which would mean that we took a week off of shows.
It doesn't compute.
So you say we only took off a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we don't do weeks.
I mean,
we do two shows.
It counts as weeks for me, man.
Whatever, man.
People missed us, I assume.
Nah, they didn't miss you. You were here.
Yeah, that's why I was here. They probably have too much of me, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably drive them away because
yeah,
it's just like, can we get a day off from this guy? And you
see.
Did. You got it on Thanksgiving. You know?
You're ruining the show, man.
Just here too much. Just
You're
here too
the
much.
Show.
Just too much of me. Too much of me. So, how was your Thanksgiving break? Was it good? See, Taylor doesn't even know what weeks are.
What are weeks?
Hey, can I? Hold on. I'm going to hijack the show real quick. Okay? Taylor. Your BFF Jessica is at a Carolina Panthers game right now. I know this because she's sharing it all over her Snapchat story.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for some reason, I'm just an idiot. This story is about me being an idiot, okay? Mm-hmm. I assume that because they're best friends, Taylor does everything with Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I wonder if Taylor will be here today because she might be at the football game with Jessica. And then I realized that me and you are best friends, and we rarely do anything together. Ever. Like, if you went to a football game, would I go? It would be weird if I went.
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be weird if I went with you.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I think that it's weird that they aren't together at the game? Is our friendship weird or am I weird? Like, should we do more things together because that's what best friends are supposed to do and we just don't because
yeah.
we've seen each other too much? Or are they weird or am I weird for thinking that's what best friends do but not practicing what I preach?
We're all weird.
Okay.
Man. That's my answer to
just
you.
Everybody's weird.
Yeah, we're just all weird.
Okay. All right. Taylor doesn't care about football games. But see, like, if you cared, I'd care. Like, if you're like, hey, man, you want to go see Dances with Flames or whoever one of your people are. I couldn't think of them. I knew Memphis
was in
there.
That one's a good one, though.
I knew Memphis was in there, and mm-hmm. I could only think of Dance Floor, and I know Memphis Dance Floor is not the name of the band.
It's not.
Memphis May Fire.
There you go.
Are they good still, or
no,
are they one of the bad ones?
That's the bad one.
God.
Mm-hmm.
I try to think of more stuff.
Girl, that's not true at all. Except go to the bathroom. Girls do go to the bathroom together more than guys do.
I'm really upset I can't think of one band of yours.
What about the True Friend Stab You in the Front song?
I don't know the name of that band. I can name a lot of songs. I can't name any of the artists.
It's something that Captain Jack Sparrow says a lot. Right at the end. The last quote that he always says, like right at the last one.
Savvy?
No.
I don't know.
It's something about when the sky meets the water.
Bring me the horizon!
There you go.
Yes!
Yeah.
It doesn't really count as me thinking of one, though. Not.
I'm pretty sure he does say that at the end of the fucking Black
Pearl. I'll believe it because I don't
Bring
know.
Me that horizon.
Yeah, oh, but... Like,
band name right there, sweet.
Anyway, if you invited me to go to one of their concerts, I'd be like, I'd go, even though I don't really listen to that music. I would.
And if I said the tickets are $60 and you got to pay for yourself?
Well, is it am I rich in this scenario or am I me?
They're you right now.
Okay, well then it would be rude to invite me because you know I can't afford it.
It's probably why we don't do a whole lot of things.
Oh, because I'm poor?
Yeah.
I'm your poor friend, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
Wow. Well, you keep me away from all the rich friends you have.
Yeah, because I do so many things that involve money.
You do. You spend so much money every weekend going out and drinking with people who suck.
I didn't go out at all this weekend.
Well, yeah, but you did the weekend before?
That was for a birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a guy who sucks.
That man does not suck all the time.
Okay, that's fair. You're right. You're right. You're right. Hey, look, J-Bar homie. What's up, man? Go back on vacation? I can't. I physically am unable to have a vacation longer than the one I just took. I will snap.
Will you?
100 bits, though. Thank you, man. That makes you the top cheerer.
Top D.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Top
Thank
dough.
Thank you. Kicking the day off right, so.
The top dough, man. He's the top dough.
Mina says that he hasn't seen his best friend in 2 years. Okay, then the answer is I'm just weird.
Is he imaginary?
I mean, Taylor says they hung out yesterday, all day. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I guess, but I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird. I mean, we just went an entire week without essentially speaking.
We spoke.
We spoke a couple times.
I made you a sweater.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I sold one of those sweaters.
I saw that.
Did you see how much money I made on it?
Like $3?
No.
No.
Lower.
Dollar.
Lower.
Oh, God.
92 cents is how much I made on that Christmas sweater.
Well, we got a couple merch purchases.
I'm not complaining. I mean, it's just, right now we're running a sale. So if you have not yet been to raptorteeth.live/SethandColby and perused the shirts, hoodies, mugs, long sleeves, tank tops, everything that's on there.
Backpacks.
Go do it right now. Everything posters. Is 20% off.
We got posters.
And if you don't do it today or tomorrow... You're going to miss out, and you'll have to buy them at full price. Now, if you really want to support the show, wait till Tuesday anyway.
Yeah.
And go buy them that way. But yeah, this is basically your final warning. Like, it's been this way since Tuesday, I think. Maybe Wednesday? Wednesday, I think, maybe?
Yeah, man.
So go buy some stuff. People are taking advantage, and we don't make a dime off of it. We're essentially selling it at cost.
Yeah.
But it's still nice. For you guys to buy something if you want to, we're doing it
if
for you.
If you buy stuff, take pictures of
yes,
you wearing
put it, in the Discord.
It and put them there.
Yeah, or tweet them. Either
or
way, Colby
that.
Won't see them,
I'll
but
see
I will
both.
Show them to him.
You know how often I'm the biggest lurker.
Oh yeah,
in everything we do,
hey,
I
man.
Watch every clip.
Thanks, J-Bar. We do need that more than well. I don't know if we need it more than you, but we need it. So okay, you watch every
we
clip.
Both, yeah, we, no, we, right now in this time of year. With
oh
the,
yeah,
100%. We need that more.
I usually don't talk about numbers on this show.
Yeah.
Okay, I usually try to keep like our sub count and our dollars and all of that pretty well hidden. Okay, here I'll show you this one. All right, this is our revenue for this month.
That's not good.
That says $24.64.
That's not good, man.
That's very bad.
There's like a lot
it's
of subs
bad.
That are going to come at
no,
the end.
No,
yeah.
there's not. No.
Yeah,
no.
They all subbed at the very end of the month.
I don't think that's true.
I think that happened.
I don't think that's true. Our views are up. Very happy about that. Dollar amounts down.
It's either one or the other, I guess.
I guess.
Take the views
I'd
right
take
now.
Views, too. I'd take views. Watch us, please. Buy a shirt.
Yeah.
Sub tip shirt. But, yeah, anyway. Okay, what were we talking about?
Oh, we sold stuff, man.
Yeah, we sold stuff. We were talking about other things, though, before that.
No, I forget what we were doing.
We weren't
friends?
Just planning on
friends.
Shamelessly promoting the entire show.
You and
show.
I are not weird. We're weird friends.
We are weird friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are weird friends. It's true.
Hey, man, I got a haircut.
I see that. I'm waiting for someone to show up
right?
and roast you.
I thought
Menace
would. He does it every fucking time.
Yeah, Menace, maybe
and
Menace
then he
is being
missed
nice
out.
Today, you know?
He missed out on the one time that it actually happens.
He's feeling that Christmas cheer, dude. That's what's happening.
I guess. I mean, he has done it 5 times when I did not get a haircut.
It's
so.
True.
But yeah, now it's real short.
But we are supposed to run it up to 200 as well.
That's
I
true.
Think it looks good. You're back to the Guile haircut, but...
The Guile?
Yeah, the one where his hair goes like this, yeah. You really hated that when I pulled that image out.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. It is not at all like that.
You got the Colby, the Guile, and the Pidgeotto.
It is not at all this way.
It's a little bit like that.
It is not.
It's not as exaggerated.
Oh, you're a bitch. You're a fucking bitch there, bullhead.
Can't argue. I embrace it. I know this. So. I know this. I know it. But what are you going to do, man? Can't change your head.
Stuck. I can too. It's not like that.
I'm
you're
stuck
just
in my
saying
head.
It to fucking sink me in the side.
What? No.
Little baboon.
So, man, did you do anything fun for Thanksgiving? You got any cool stories or anything?
Man.
It's your first Thanksgiving with Brit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that meant something, I'm sure.
This was a weird weekend.
Okay.
It's 4 days.
Like post-Thanksgiving or including Thanksgiving?
All days.
Okay.
So I got off Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Today's Sunday.
All right.
So the last 3 days have felt like one long day.
Okay.
It was my parents at my grandparents' first thing on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Then we went directly to Britt's mom's.
Okay.
With seven other people.
Okay. Her family, I'm guessing, yeah.
Then Friday, I believe we literally slept the day away. I'm pretty sure that's how that went. I think there was a gym and a drum session in there.
Okay.
But I'm pretty
you can't
sure
remember.
The rest was sleep.
Just blazed through it.
Then we went to her dad's on Saturday.
Okay.
Slept until we had to go to that.
Okay.
Went to the gym again. Watched a couple movies.
Okay.
And now we're here.
Okay.
So it's just felt like one constant just storm of people.
You basically caught up on all your sleep for the past year.
I have to see, yeah.
And you saw everybody.
And that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Then again, by tomorrow, I'm going to go back to...
So did you have three Thanksgiving meals?
Yeah.
So you had two on Thursday and one on Saturday?
Yeah.
Turkey and everything each time?
Yeah. I had ham on Saturday.
Okay,
but there
all
was
right.
turkey there.
Well, I don't blame you for choosing the ham.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Right.
Turkey, dude. Okay, I had this resolution.
I don't know what the fuck's up with turkey, bro.
Dude, it's overrated, right? Is a turkey overrated?
It's the worst.
No matter
how good you cook a turkey,
mm-hmm.
it's still dry as shit.
No, our turkeys are very good. Ours are good.
Nope. Brett's mom, however, did wrap the turkey in bacon.
Yeah.
So.
That hides a lot of...
That was better.
How does Britt eat that? I thought Britt doesn't eat meat.
I don't think she did. Or she'd like... Well, the bacon was only on top, so she could have taken it
she
off.
She just take the bacon
she
off?
She doesn't eat red meat.
Right, she's like
poultry.
Me. She's right me. She's poultry mm-hmm. only. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bacon-wrapped turkey.
Well, and fish. Fish and poultry.
Yeah, I mean, technically, I guess I eat fish, but I never eat fish. So
she's
I don't eat fish.
A tuna fan, man.
Tuna?
Mm-hmm.
Chris loves tuna also.
I can't do tuna.
Tuna's okay. It's all right. Hey, Bad Juju, how you doing, man? Bad Juju says nice haircut.
Thanks, bro.
He actually likes it, see?
He actually likes it.
That's because it looks good.
I didn't say
it
looks
look
bad.
Like whatever the fuck that dude's name
that
was.
That guy has good
that
hair.
Dude, no, he doesn't.
Why not? People love his hair.
Dude, he's got a broom on his head.
He does have a broom on his head. You're right about mm-hmm. that. My Thanksgiving, we had a standard Thanksgiving. Thursday only at my parents. That's it. Mm. And my dad cooks the turkey. Have you ever had a big green egg turkey?
Mm-mm.
So you know what a big green egg is? It's essentially a smoker.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But it looks literally like a big green egg.
Okay.
Like it splits in half and you put stuff in there.
Didn't
and
you have one?
Smokes. I have a small one, yes. Yeah. I can't use it because we're not allowed to have grills here unless you ask the guy three doors down and then he's blazing all night. But my
three
yeah,
doors
but
down,
he has
man.
An actual big green egg, like it weighs like 7 tons or something. It's ridiculous. Okay.
Okay.
And he woke up at 2 a.m. and started slow cooking the turkey in the big green egg. And by 1 p.m. when we ate, it was cooked and it was good, man. I mean, it was dry. It wasn't dry, but it's just turkey is overrated. Like I literally said out loud when I was there that like turkey is the least important thing on my plate.
Yeah.
Like I actually have a photo. I could pull up a photo at the Discord. I put one in the food channel of our Discord. Did I not send this? That didn't happen.
You failed.
That didn't happen. You failed. Okay, hold on. I got to scroll past everybody's food. Here's my food. Okay, this is my plate right here. Okay? This is my Thanksgiving plate. So I got This is my sister made sweet potatoes. Okay? No one had ever had sweet potatoes in our family before.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister had them at her boyfriend's house
mm-hmm.
one Thanksgiving, and she brought them over. This is like the first time some food is cross-pollinated into our household oh. that we normally don't eat.
Okay.
It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I liked them, but not
sweet
like...
Sweet potatoes, yeah, they're odd.
They're all right. Mm-hmm. They're all right. Didn't blow my socks off, but my mom was like, you know, spitting them out like she just got AIDS, and it's not yeah. that bad. Okay? Here's stuffing, stovetop, classy AF, as always, okay? And then this is vegetable medley. This is mashed potatoes. This is a macaroni salad. And then here's like four strips of turkey. Here's a salad. And here's an orange crush. And then that's a thing of butter, which I didn't touch. I didn't just eat butter. I want to clarify that that is not for me. That just happens to be butter, okay?
Okay.
All right. So like...
Thanksgiving food always just looks like piles of vomit.
It kind of does. Hey, Acid, how are you doing today? The turkey.
Yeah.
Is the least important thing on this plate.
Agreed.
Besides maybe... I don't even know, man. I can't, like, mashed potato stuffing. I don't know. If I ranked this plate, I'd probably say stuffing. Well, let's see. My favorite's vegetable medley. I only get it on Thanksgiving because the rest of my family hates it, so essentially my mom makes it for me and her.
Okay.
Okay? But she's a cook, so everyone else can suck it. All right? The number two seeds is this pasta salad. Number three seeds, probably the mashed potatoes. Four seed is the sweet potatoes. Five seed... stuffing, six seed.
I'm not a big stuffing.
The turkey,
fan.
You know, like I just turkey cranberry sauce, dude. The only person in my house who eats cranberry sauce is my grandmother. Same. Dude, have I told you about the Tweety Bird shirt? By the way,
no.
Remind me to tell you about the Tweety Bird shirt in a bit. She's the only person who eats cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
She eats it right out the can. It's not like fresh. Oh. It's like the canned cranberry sauce.
Classy.
Like, well, I mean, she's not eating it out of the can, but
oh,
it's
I
the
thought
canned.
She was
no,
eating like...
it's the canned cranberry sauce. And so you lay it in a dish, and it's still got like the rings around it that the can has.
I gotcha.
This year, just sits there. No one ate a bite of it.
Hmm.
Thank God. What an abomination to Thanksgiving cranberry sauce is. 50 years of yeah. life. I didn't even sit. Cranberry.
I'm going to eat you alive. Yeah, man, I had a lot of good sides. The sides are definitely
the sides
bottom.
Are the best. Why do we even have turkey? Let's just have sidesgiving, dude.
Brett's mom made, or there's a green bean casserole.
Uh-huh.
That was fantastic.
Right.
I had a broccoli rice casserole,
right.
apparently. That's
good.
What I
dude,
was.
Casseroles
was so
are
good.
The best, man.
And a vegetable medley. That was great. What else? Mashed potatoes, obviously.
Right.
Cream corn.
Right.
Fantastic.
And all these things sound better
veggies,
than turkey.
So good. I had a Jell-O salad. It was fantastic.
Well, I didn't even talk about, like, Ball and Hobo was like Jell-O salad, but I'm just like, eh. We didn't even talk about dessert.
Yeah,
okay.
Britt's mom had five. Seven,
we had a cheesecake,
seven?
A pecan pie, a pumpkin pie, my mom makes this cherry whip, which is essentially cherries mixed in with whipped cream.
Oh, okay.
It's called Fat Man Loves It. It's what I eat. Brought some home with me. Mm. Got fat. Okay, cherry whip. We also had a cheese ball. Mm. We make two cheese balls for Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving. We have one that has pineapple in it, so it's a sweeter cheese ball. We have one that has, like, green onions and dried ham in it. It's a less sweet cheese ball. It's your traditional cheese ball.
Sounds like a Kay? Good cheese ball.
We had that, and then we had there was more desserts. I just can't remember what they are now. God, I don't remember. And then Chris brought her Chex Mix. We brought 2 gallons of Chex Mix. It was gone at the end of the day. It's crazy.
I can't even remember how many.
I can give that to you, Acid, at some point. I have to get it from my mom.
They had apple and pumpkin pie at Brit's. They had a strawberry pie, like a Mexican cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. What is a Mexican cheesecake?
There's a word for it. Brit's still here. Yeah.
It's cheesecake, but it speaks with an accent.
Tell me what that is. It's like a grill or a fried cheesecake. I
okay,
think,
okay.
Like that.
All right.
Sopapilla? That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. And then there was like 3 or 4 other.
Did Britt tell you
things.
It was a Mexican cheesecake because you were scared of the word sopapilla?
No, they said sopapilla. Okay. I couldn't remember
okay.
that word.
All right.
But
to make
it sounded
sure.
Mexican.
I just wanted to make sure.
It.
I didn't know if Britt was like spreading propaganda to like make you eat
it's
food
Mexican
you didn't think
shit,
you would
bro.
Like just based off of gut instinct. Nah. I didn't know, man.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Pecan pie is top 3 pies. I'm actually not a huge fan of pecan pie, but Chris's favorite pie is pecan pie. So I got her a piece. I was like, this bitch.
How many leftovers do you come home with?
We come home with a tiny bit of turkey. Well, my dad gave me both turkey legs this time around because I love the turkey legs. So my only turkey leftovers were two turkey legs, okay. Which is not a ton of meat, yeah. But it's still delicious. We took a bunch of cherry whip home, a bunch of mashed potatoes home. And we took home, it was something else. Oh, and we took home the rest of the pasta salad because it was my favorite. What's up, Birdlaw? Thanks for the host, man. And so, but it's all gone. It was gone by Friday.
Oh, really?
Like, basically, we just ate the leftovers again on Friday. So, the best cheese ball is Worcestershire cream cheese, green onion, and dried beef. J-Bar, that is literally the recipe for the cheese ball we make. That's literally it. That's how my mom makes it. And it has salt, I think, too. But that's literally it. So, me and J-Bar are eating the same cheese ball. Getting constipated, living our best lives.
Yeah, I can't remember if we've dug into the leftovers a little bit,
right?
But with being
you had eight of them.
Oh, right. My mother's Thanksgiving,
right?
And my grandmother's. There was six of us, including
right.
me and Britt,
right?
And then the 10 people that were at her mom's, only two of them kept leftovers.
Gotcha.
So my fridge. It's so full of leftovers right now.
Right.
I can't have anything else in it. I can literally not fit one more thing in that fridge.
Yeah.
And I went through some of it.
Right. Dude, you gotta get it out of your house. You gotta eat
There's so many. I don't know. I've got two different turkeys.
Yeah.
I've got a whole bunch of sides.
Well, see, for me, like, I get leftovers because they ask me,
turkey,
and I'm not gonna turn down free food.
Right.
But, like, I mean, my sister can take home leftovers. Like, Luke and Daniel still live at my mom's house, so they'll eat leftovers.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, there's a lot of people who could take leftovers.
Not for me.
So.
I get everything.
That's lucky, man.
Mm.
It's lucky.
It's too much.
It's too much?
Yeah, I don't want to be eating turkey for the next week.
Dude, everything is turkey. You can make turkey sandwiches, turkey burritos, turkey this, turkey that, dude. All the turkey. Gobble, gobble, yeah. Gobble, man.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, suck my dick because I don't fucking want it. I do not want it.
Well, then why did you take it? Can't you just say no thank you, please?
No. My grandmother's Italian. She's just like, tear.
You'll take the turkey and you'll like it.
I literally didn't say what I wanted at all. They just
here's your leftovers.
Stuff in Tupperware in a bag, gave it to me, told me to leave.
Acid, you got to stop your tirade of the cranberry. Stop trying to make cranberry happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. The only person who likes it is my grandma.
Yeah, and they'll die soon.
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
No one likes cranberry.
Cranberry's gross. It's a bitter berry.
I'm gonna eat you alive.
It's just not that.
You'll never work in this town again.
Ballin has noticed your haircut as well now.
Ah, there it is.
Yep. Oranges, I love. Cranberry, no. But to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever had cranberry sauce since I've been a teenager. I probably tried it when I was 12, and I was like, "This sucks!" And then I never tried it again.
Right.
I should have tried it.
I've never had casseroles until like the last 2 years.
Casseroles are great, dude. They're basically mush. They're just flavor
like
mush.
I never liked multiple foods combined into one thing, but now it's like
as
so
American
good.
As it gets.
Oh,
man.
It's so good.
I hate stuffing and dressing. Just give me not dry turkey with some flavor, mashed potatoes, with good gravy. We don't even have gravy. We didn't have gravy. I think.
Oh, we had gravy every time.
I feel like we always have gravy. We must have just forgot gravy.
Yeah,
and our family's just so fat, we just don't care. Mm. We didn't even notice there was no gravy, but there was definitely no gravy. You know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Try it every year. It's still gross every year. All right, I'm not gonna try it. I thought I was just sitting there completely untouched by my family, the cranberry sauce. It's just, I thought about it, but I was so full, dude.
No one likes
cranberry. So full.
Man. Harvey Weinstein. No.
Is that That's name? The actual guy?
What's his name in the show? Harvey.
It's Harvey something.
I thought it was Weinstein. Is he supposed to be the guy?
Yes, he's Harvey Weinstein in Entourage, but he's not actually Harvey Weinstein.
But that's the guy who like,
it's like Ari is
Ray
Ari
people,
Emanuel.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, can't you see that?
Can I see what? Oh, am
yeah.
Doing
that? Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah, a little bit. A little bit, a little bit.
Well, let me talk about the Tweety Bird shirt, okay?
Okay.
My grandma. Okay, first of all, she has no illnesses. Okay. I mean, she's got standard old people illnesses, you know, like leg hurts and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have dementia or anything like this, okay? I think she's playing a joke on us.
Okay.
This is my theory. No joke. 2 years every holiday we've seen her. Okay, so let me just go through the last year. Thanksgiving, my brother Daniel's high school graduation, my sister Sarah's college graduation,
mm-hmm.
the 4th of July, Easter, and we'll count Christmas of last year as well. Okay, so 5 occasions I know for a fact she has worn the same Tweety Bird shirt every single time. The exact same shirt. Like at
and
this
it's
point,
Tweety Bird. Like
it's a blue long sleeve. Mm-hmm. It's got light like sky blue football stripes on the sleeve, and then it's got Tweety Bird standing in the middle, and it says like Tweety University or something behind it. Mm-hmm. It's just a standard. I got this at Kmart Tweety Bird shirt. Mm-hmm. Okay, and she's worn it every holiday, every family gathering for at least the last year.
Why?
Well, here's what I think. Okay, we used to just think she's old, she just likes the Tweety Bird shirt. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, no judgments. Okay? I'm 100% gonna do that forever.
Yeah.
I've actually already started.
Yeah, you only have a certain
selection. Right, I have 3 shirts. Pajama shirts that you'll see me cycle through. I have 2 pairs of pajama shorts that I cycle through. I only wear these to stream. That's all I wear are these shorts. Okay? I wore this shirt yesterday. Acid is 100% right. I'm recycling this shirt over a 48-hour period, okay?
Uh-huh.
No judgment.
Oh, there's judgment.
No, I mean no judgment for my grandmother. Oh. You guys can judge me all you want. I don't care. I am rubber. You are glue. What bounces off me sticks to you. I said that to my son on Thanksgiving, and he looked at me like I was an idiot as well, by the way. There's just some times where, like, I know I'm a father. Where I'm like I'm going through it, like I'm self-aware enough that when it's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, I'm saying this to a 9-year-old who doesn't understand the reference, mm-hmm. won't understand what I'm saying, and will think I'm a giant buffoon. And guess what? He didn't understand the reference, he didn't understand what I was saying, and he thought I was a giant buffoon, and he got up and he left. Anyway, back to the Tweety Bird. So she's wearing this Tweety Bird story, okay? Or Tweety Bird shirt. She's wearing this Tweety Bird shirt. And she's worn it every like to the point now where when she gets out of the car, like me and my sister, or me and my brother, or whoever, we'll look at each other and just go Tweety Bird, because that's we expect it. Like at this point, I can't believe that it's still happening, and because of that,
maybe she got like a good deal on like
no,
6 of them.
No, because one time it had the same stain.
Oh, okay.
One, I think it was between my sister's graduation and my brother's graduation because they were only separated by like a week and a half.
Uh-huh.
I came same Tweety Bird, same stain on it.
That's weird.
I think I told it to my mom this way. I was like, Mom, when you're in your 70s, like my grandma is, if you keep showing up wearing the same shirt,
you're going to make a.
I'm going to look at her in the face and I'm going to go, Mom, stop wearing the freaking Tweety Bird shirt because I'm a son who cares about her appearance.
Yeah.
And I now think that my grandmother is testing because she has 3 children, one lives away. The 2 come to Thanksgiving. One's my mom and then her brother. I think she's testing her children to see if one of them will say something to grandma about the Tweety Bird shirt. Like, Mom, do you know that you've worn this shirt every family gathering for the last year?
How have you not said it?
Well, I don't feel like it's my place.
Who cares?
To say it.
Well,
if she
not
keeps
even,
it going,
no.
I'm going to mention it.
Yeah, it's not like, Grandma, stop. I would just be inquisitive. I would be like, why? Hey, Grandma, just a thing I picked up on.
Here's the thing.
You've worn this shirt the last year.
I have to do that. I can't be subtle. Because if I'm like, hey, I like that shirt, and she knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah, she won't do anything.
She's going to know that I know that she knows. I would like to be in on the joke.
But she'll keep it up.
What if I... Oh, my God, idea just right
you
now.
You get the same
what
shirt.
What if I wear the same shirt every Ooh. Time, too? Do you think she'll notice that I continuously wear
yes.
the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Definitely has to. Yep.
You gotta find that shirt, bro.
What did I... you want me to wear the exact same Tweety Bird shirt?
Yeah.
I know, it's a woman's shirt, though.
Oh, you can find a man.
Like, I was thinking I would just wear a shirt the same thing every time.
Find one right now.
I mean, we could just go to Amazon, man. I'm sure it's on there. Let me just go to Amazon.com, you know?
Tweety Bird.
Is it Tweety? Like, D-Y?
I don't know.
Or is it Tweety?
I thought it was...
It's Tweety. Tweety Bird t-shirt. Let's see what we got here. Let's just see what we got here. I'm not going to show my screen, because... How do I hide this?
I don't know, man.
Like, I got Christmas presents in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, what if I hit this order contains a gift? Doesn't do nothing. It's because they don't expect me to be on the radio right now. That's what it is. Tweety Bird, I'm not seeing it in here, man. I don't think the Tweety Birds... I don't think it's going to be in here. I mean, it's got to be years old, dude.
Right.
It's got to be years old. I mean, you don't think I could be like, go to Google Images.
It doesn't say TU on it, does it?
Let me see it. No, it's blue. It's a blue shirt.
Hmm.
Navy blue Tweety Bird long sleeve. All right, let's see this. Don't radio lull at me, J-Bar. I will come at you like an enraged wildebeest, all right?
Yeah, no, I don't know, man.
Some of these are a little close, but they're not the exact Tweety Bird shirt. Some of them are close, but they're not.
It's going to be a little harder to find.
I mean, it's like Tweety Bird is on a lot of shirts. Walmart with it, because I'm sure that's where she got it. Where we live, not a lot of options, okay? Like, Walmart, that's what you get. I'm not seeing it, man.
AM radio
show. You know, I'll have to take a picture of it. The next time I see her, I'll have to take a picture of it. But
that's nuts.
But, yeah. I mean, if she wears it on Christmas, I feel like I got to mention something. But I don't know, man. Yeah, like, no, my grandfather...
Bring that shit up.
Like, if she comes with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
You think he'd mention, like, you know, you wore that shirt...
Well,
the last 8 times we've gone up to see
in on the joke.
Your daughter. It would be very obvious. It's close to that, but it's not exactly that, J-Bar. I don't think you're going to find it.
Yeah, it might be old, man.
I think it's too old.
Might be an antique.
I'm going to have to take a picture. But I think it'd be really obvious if I wore a Tweety Bird shirt. So I don't want to. If it actually is my grandmother just being old, I don't want to be like, "Hey, old lady, nice shirt," you know.
There's a non rude way you can.
Yeah, and I think the non rude way is definitely not showing up in my own Tweety Bird.
No, that would be the subtle. I know what you're up to, Grandma.
I don't think so.
That would.
Don't think so.
Yeah,
I think my grandma.
Hey, we match.
I like Tweety. You know.
I don't know, man. You should, though.
Not going to do that.
How formal is your Thanksgiving?
Not formal at all.
What'd you wear?
Jeans and a...
So you put on jeans for it, though.
Well, it's cold, Al. That's the only reason.
Okay.
Also, I don't have any shorts.
All right.
The only shorts I have are like mesh pajama shorts and these. And I can't wear these in public.
Mesh?
Yeah. You've seen me wear them. Have you seen me wear black shorts that aren't these? They're those shorts.
No.
Because I can't wear these unless I'm streaming because they stink. Because of the sweat from the grundle.
I don't get what you mean by mesh.
They're like
just
basketball
like
mesh.
Mesh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not fishnet.
I thought they were jersey material. They got little holes where you can see your legs popping through. I was like, that's a little
Yes,
odd.
They're my lingerie. And I wear them. And I wear them for you specifically, and I want you to love them.
Ah, perfect. Yes.
Just love them,
yes,
man.
Yes, I know.
Why don't you love me? Yeah, fishnets and a Tweety Bird shirt.
Yeah, man.
That's right. That's how we're going to get it, dude.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it. Just pay no attention. People don't know what I'm doing.
I just see you scrolling up and down.
Pay no attention, man.
Not even looking at it.
Pay no attention. Why you gotta do this to me, huh? Just pay no attention.
No, because
just pay no attention to me.
I was just curious.
We wear stretchy pants. I don't have. I mean, I would if I could. You know, I would. But
I dressed up nice.
I saw you wearing this and I loved it, so I had to get my own. I don't feel like that's gonna work on Grandma either. Okay, I like your suggestions, chat. But I do have to be honest with you. I'm going to ignore every one of them because I know secretly all of you want me to fail and be embarrassed.
I don't get how you're going to be embarrassed.
Oh, dude, it's embarrassing to just look at the shirt at this point.
Why?
Because I know that she
you
knows
are
that I know.
Overhyping. No, she doesn't because you haven't said shit.
Well.
Shouldn't watch this. You gotta go right up to her face and be like, Granny.
I'm not. This. See, this is the
You'll
bad advice
the
I was talking about.
Shirt.
This is literally the bad
the
advice I was talking
year.
About. No. No.
Why?
I think it's been longer than a year. Like, that's why I gotta think it's on purpose. Got
it. How dare you bring this up without any resolution?
This is like the Christmas vacation thing, man. That I still haven't resolved.
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed now.
Dude, I'm gonna.
We can't just go and fix this.
All right, Jay.
We're gonna have to bring it back up.
Oh yes, I will rock this all day,
dude. Denim jacket,
that,
embroidered.
That
tweety.
Would not fit over my shoulders.
No,
a ladies XL. No way. I need a ladies quadruple X.
Yeah.
No refunds whatsoever. I want to get this, but I'm usually a small. I like how oversized fits, but want to make sure it's not so big that it's unflattering. Listen, Salma Morales. All right, you're way too picky.
Wait,
you're the problem.
What? What'd she say?
It's a comment on the thing.
Yeah, she's usually a small, but she's looking at an XL.
Yeah, she wants it to be big, but she does it because she likes the oversized denim jacket look, but she doesn't want it to be so big that she looks stupid.
Good God.
And so what she was going to do is buy it and then be like, nope, look stupid, and then send it back and inconvenience every person that works there. That's why absolutely no returns. Because of Salma Morales.
Yep.
That's why.
People ruin things, man.
You see Lego in a tab? Oh. Hey, quit looking at the tab. That's seeing into the future, all right? Those tabs aren't for you, Chad.
You got my attention.
Those tabs aren't for you.
Why are you talking about Lego movie too?
Yeah, it's a trailer. It's
oh,
I haven't seen any of the trailers. Have you seen any of the trailers? You seen Lion King trailer?
Yep.
See, I haven't watched it yet. See, I have what I like to call self-control and respect for the show, and I wait
don't
to
know
have...
that we're going
to
watch them on the show.
What do you... You don't think we're going to watch Lion King on the show?
No.
It's going to be the biggest movie of all time, and
also,
you don't think we're watching that on the show?
It's a terrible trailer because it's only a teaser.
See, this is why you have to wait to watch it on a show. Now you're swaying my opinion.
Well, then play
it. Is the circle of life in it?
Play it.
I didn't want to play it yet. We're not ready for that.
We're here. Let's
we're talking
it.
About other things currently.
Play it right now.
I have a story about Google Drive I want to talk about.
I don't
give
a shit about Google Drive, man. I want you to watch this stupid trailer and then know that it's stupid and agree with me and not say I'm swaying you. It's literally just a remake of the first trailer that it came out with for the original. Ah, Savinia!
Everything the light touches.
There you go.
Is our kingdom.
Our kingdom.
But a king's time as ruler.
I mean, it's Mufasa, man.
Rises and falls like the
Earl
sun.
Jones, man.
Yeah, it's Mufasa.
One day.
Wait, is this Jon Favreau made this too?
I think so, yeah.
My time here. And will rise with you as the new king.
Look at Rafiki, man. Look at him.
I wanted to fucking hear Donald Glover, man. I want the full trailer.
Time to cry. We just get to see Mufasa die in Iron Man.
Remember.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude. That's the best trailer
dude,
of all time.
It's literally just The Lion King redone.
Yeah, that's,
in
what,
higher
that's
graphics.
One of the best movies
Why
ever,
do you
dude?
Need higher graphics? It's literally Macbeth.
No, it's Hamlet.
That one.
Yeah, it's Hamlet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, yeah. Sorry that they're remaking Shakespeare.
Yeah, who gives a shit about that guy? He dead.
I knew you were going to hate it. I knew you were going to hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
You hate everything. You
I hate
everything that I love,
Let's
man.
See. Donald Glover, maybe. Yeah.
I was telling chat because I they
James
were talking
Earl
about
Jones,
it.
Great, because
I think
same voice.
They were talking about it on Friday, my chat was, and I was telling them I hadn't watched the trailer yet because I wanted to watch it on the show because I'm smart and good like that about the show and the content quality.
No one can hear you since you didn't speak into the mic.
Everyone hears me. They can hear me if they mute Twitch. And I told him that I hadn't watched it yet, but I knew you were going to hate it except for one thing. Donald Glover might draw you in, and here we are, like clockwork.
Yeah.
Stupid Donald Glover. Yeah.
I'm
1.5 deception. Okay. Anyway, yes.
John Oliver.
Yeah, he's Zazu.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's that one dude? Ah, crap. He's got the show with Hannibal Buress. He was a meme for a very long time.
Oh, the guy with the hair?
Uh-huh.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember his name. Chat will tell us immediately.
God, who's that dude's name?
He'll tell us immediately.
Anywho.
He's still a meme. It's the one where it's like this thing, and then he shoots him, and then it's, you know, another
thing. Like, why would
this shoot him? Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah. Chat will tell. Eric Andre. I knew chat would tell us.
Yeah.
Chat's
that
hip.
One.
We're not.
That one.
Yeah. Okay, what about him? He's in it?
Yeah, he's one of the hyenas.
Okay, that's fantastic.
That's going to be pretty good. However,
Elton John wrote all the music. Ball and Hobo. It's Hans Zimmer and Elton John. They wrote the music for Lion King.
I don't know
that
about
that. Was Hans Zimmer's first Oscar for films, I think. I'm pretty sure about that.
I don't know about Billy Eichner as Timon.
I'm fine with that. You don't like... I thought you loved Billy Eichner.
I do, but not as Timon, man. Timon is classic.
Well, I mean, honestly, get Matthew Broderick out of there, okay, who played old Simba. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Awful.
Okay, did not age well. Everyone in that could be recast. Because they got the dude to play Mr. Bean, he was Zazu. Mufasa, they did bring back. James Earl Jones. The other guy with the deep voice, the white dude who plays Alfred in the Batman movies. What's his name?
Michael Caine?
No, the other Batman, the Ben Affleck ones. Jeremy Irons, he played Scar. He could come back, he's good.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
Timon was Nathan Lane, fantastic. They could have just brought back the entire other cast, so it's a little weird, honestly, that they brought back James Earl Jones, because he's the only one they brought back, but I guess because they kill him off so quickly in the movie.
The new dude who's playing Scar, I'm pretty hyped about.
Who's that?
That's
why don't we know anything about this movie?
Well, this guy's name's really hard to pronounce.
Oh, is it Chitwell Ejiofor?
That one.
Okay, well, he's great too.
He is great.
He's great too. Yeah. I love him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have quite the deep of voice like Jeremy Irons does, but I'm hyped about it. That looks great, man. Disney is going to crush it next year.
Oh, yes.
Look at this. This is a list of movies that they're coming out with in 2019.
We got Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Coming out next year?
Yeah. Reading that list. Right there. You keep going down and you're like, how can it get bigger? And then it just keeps getting bigger. What do you think? Okay, here's the list for our audio list.
Aladdin
listeners.
And Lion King.
Number one is Captain Marvel, March 8th. March 29th is Dumbo.
Oh my God. May
3rd is Avengers 4. May 24th is Aladdin. June 21st is Toy Story 4. July 5th is Spider-Man 2. July 19th is Lion King. August 9th is Artemis Fowl. November 22nd is Frozen 2, and December 20th is Star Wars Episode 9. So we got the finale for the trilogy of Star Wars. We got the finale for the first three phases
mm-hmm.
of Marvel. We got probably the finale of Toy Story.
Yeah.
We've got a sequel to Frozen. Like, each one of these movies on this list, with maybe the exception of Artemis Fowl, because it's a new property based on those books, could probably be one of the biggest movies of the year it came out, and they're all coming out in the same year. What? It's crazy.
Dude, that's
crazy.
Unbelievable, that list. We've gone over it a couple times, but that's still just
if you only could see three movies on this list, which three do you go see?
I can't do that.
No, you gotta pick. Which three?
I can't do
and
that.
The other three, you don't ever get to see.
Avengers 4.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Star Wars.
Okay. Now, this is the one that craps you. I would have called those two. I don't know what you'd do here.
God, I don't know. I'm going to have to go with...
It's tough.
Because I want to watch Captain Marvel
right.
to know for Avengers.
Right.
But then again, I also want to watch Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, also, The Lion King looks great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Toy Story 4, I could maybe miss.
Yeah.
Aladdin, I could
Ballin
maybe miss.
Ballin says Dumbo, Aladdin, Lion King.
Really?
And that's the thing about Disney, is like everybody has their favorites. Like, J-Bars say, dear God, I hope there's not another catchy song in Frozen. I can't take another year, more years of that. I loved Frozen 1. Loved it. Loved it.
Well, yeah, I like Moana.
I'm excited for Frozen 2.
Moana songs everywhere still.
Oh, yeah, dude. Moana's great. Dumbo, I was really excited for until, you ready for me to trigger chat, until I saw Tim Burton was directing it, and then I bounced out of there. That movie can crash and burn.
Does that have a trailer yet?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, here's what people are really mad about.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel, Dumbo, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, all have trailers or teasers out right now, but Avengers 4 does not, and people are real upset about
it. They don't need one, man.
No, they... Well...
They don't need one.
Do you really need one for The Lion King? I mean, all of these movies could just release, you know? It would be okay.
Well, I'm pissed that they don't have one for Star Wars. Or Spider-Man. Or Avengers.
Well,
like,
they
all
can't
the
do
other ones.
Spider-Man.
That's a good
because
point.
Because Avengers isn't out, and Spider-Man is currently dead.
What does Far From Home mean, man?
He's, like, traveling, I think, across country. Like, he's going to be in France and Italy and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, he's, like, going on, like, a summer school trip or something.
Oh,
and so it's a,
I thought
it's a,
it was he's on Titan stuff.
No. No, he's definitely back alive and all that stuff, so. Oh, no.
Well, they definitely ruined Avengers 4 then. They fucked it.
Look, we know a new Spider-Man's coming out.
Yeah, but they fucked it.
Did they? Because you don't know how.
Still.
You know they're not going to kill Spider-Man,
We knew there was
dude.
A new, there was a third Guardians of the Galaxy, but up, that's gone.
No, it's coming back. They're going to remake it.
That's gone,
gonna
too.
They're going to make it. Dude, I don't know. For me, the top movies on here, I would pick Avengers 4 as number one for me. I'd probably pick... Knowing what I know now, I'd probably pick Toy Story 4. Just because I've seen The Lion King, and I've seen Aladdin, and I don't know enough about, like, take the genie, for example. It's not going to be as good as Robin Williams, most likely.
Who is it? Will Smith?
It's Will Smith.
That's right.
Like, I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but if I never see the new one, the classic Aladdin will hold me over, where a Toy Story 4 will probably be good enough. And then I'd see Captain Marvel, because I have to see the entire
MCU.
Phase of the MCU. Mm-hmm. I have to.
I just want to see episode 9 just to know how they're going to tie all this bullshit up. Star Wars.
Right. Oh, agreed.
That's the only reason why I want to see
it's
it.
It's just which movie do you think is going
to
make the most
money?
How
they're
going to
try and unfire the dumpster fire that
is. Yeah, J.J. Abrams would probably just ignore it and throw lens flares at it. And,
probably.
You know, that'll be credits roll. I'm just glad it's going to be over. Honestly.
Honestly, me too.
I'm just glad it's over.
Just start something new.
Do something new. That's
obviously,
really what I'm excited
that's
about.
That's definitely what's coming next.
Right.
This is John.
This is it. Yep.
No more Luke. No
this
more
is the,
Han.
This
no
is
more
the
Leia.
End of the Skywalker. Yes. I agree. I think he will. I think he'll do a great job, Ballin' Hobo. It's just how can you do better than Robin Williams? They're going to have to do it differently.
Yeah.
Because he can't compete. And I think he'll do it differently, and I think it'll be fine. You know, it's just, like, I really like the Beauty and the Beast remake. I like it better than the classic. People think that's stupid, but I don't think that the classic had enough character development for Belle, and I think they fixed it in the remake, because it's literally the one is like, I'm a dumb woman! I'm going to save my father! Oh no! There's a wildebeest humping me! I like it now! Let's kill Gaston! Roll credits! That's literally the classic Beauty and the Beast. The new one isn't much better, but at least Belle has lines that isn't, woo! Which I think is the only thing recorded in the entirety of the classic Beauty and the Beast.
There's a wildebeest humping me right now.
That's literally, that is, to me, that's Beauty and the Beast classic. And I love Beauty and the Beast classic, but mostly because of the songs.
That's funny.
I got really,
you're funny,
dude, I'm really passionate about Disney. What can
you're
I say?
You're a funny, funny
what
man.
What can I say? But which movie on here is going to make the most money? Let's take bets. All right?
I'm saying Avengers 4.
You going to say Avengers 4 makes the most money? I'm going to say, okay, go ahead. You're changing.
Dude, it's a toss-up, man.
Yeah, I know. Acid says
no,
Avengers or Star Wars.
Avengers made the most money ever, right?
No.
No?
It's still Avatar.
Still Avatar?
Still Avatar.
But, I mean, it made more money than Frozen.
I'm not sure.
I think it did.
Highest grossing Disney.
Grossest.
Here we go. 12 highest grossing Disney movies. God, it's a slideshow. Can we not?
Fuck that. Just get the list.
Here we go. Highest grossing animated films, maybe? No, because Avengers is going to be animated.
Yeah, no, you dumb.
Well, this one is from 2017.
You could
that's
just
not
do
count.
The highest grossing movies ever.
Okay.
And then just look.
Good point. Great point. okay, list of highest grossing films. All right, so Avatar is one, Titanic's two, Force Awakens is number three, and then Infinity War. So, yeah, Infinity War is the number 4-1.
Frozen's number 13, though.
Well, I'm gonna pick Lion King, and I'll tell you why. Where's Lion King at on this list? Okay. Where's it at on this list? Okay, it's number 39.
Mm-hmm.
It made almost $1 billion in 1994 when tickets cost 6 cents. I think The Lion King's going to do it, personally. I think Avengers and Frozen will probably vie for the top spot, and I think Lion King will get it. I'm going to take the Dark Horse, dude.
The Dark Horse, huh?
Age of Ultron was good. People hate on Age of Ultron.
I can't believe The Force Awakens made more than Infinity War.
Oh, look at this, man. Well, it was the first Star Wars since the prequels, man.
Yeah.
It's incredible that Infinity War made that much money. Honestly. No. It is.
No.
It really is, because it's only a 10-year saga. And yes, it's a culmination of the whole thing. But, like, The Force Awakens had 30 years of hype, essentially.
Yeah.
And it only has beat Infinity War by $22 million.
Nah, see, I don't think. Yeah, it had 30
years of hype.
These
aren't adjusted
for
inflation.
For a small portion of people. Most of the hype came when the first trailer came out, so it had a year. Avengers has had 10 years straight of movie after movie after movie.
What about this one?
Yeah, let's not comment on that
one. Furious 7.
Let's not even mention
that. What about
that?
Black Panther's 8?
Dude, that's crazy.
I mean, how many? Okay, so the top 10 Marvel movies. We got Black Panther, Age of Ultron, The Avengers, and Infinity War. Four of them in the top 10. I think you might be right. I think with that knowledge, you might be right.
There's just been so much buildup in the last 10 years, constantly.
Well, and they keep getting better. That's the difference, is that the Marvel ones keep getting better, where I feel like Star Wars is on a downward trend.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, with all the people that... I mean, it was kind of split on The Force Awakens, popularity-wise.
Yes, agreed.
But still, people showed up to The Last Jedi thinking that...
But it's like a Destiny 2 type of situation. We're like, Destiny 1 kind of sucks. Let's see what they do with Destiny 2.
Oh,
everyone buys it. Oh, it sucks too. Yeah. All right, let's burn down Destiny. You know, it could be a little bit of that. Let me see here. Lion King's a movie for small kids, so you get that cash crop. Plus, you get a lot of teens or 27-year-olds that grew up on a huge nostalgia. Exactly, Ball. And that's kind of why I'm banking on it. Like, because the people who made it a billion-dollar movie 20 years ago are going to come back and watch it. Hi. And then all the new kids are going to go watch it too. So I think that's... That's there, you know. I feel like, you know. But I'm not going for nostalgia. I'm going for...
Dude, these are the highest grossing movies of all time.
Yeah, man. Of all time.
And fucking Iron Man 3 is on this list.
Of course, dude. Robert Downey Jr. Minions is on this list.
Minions.
Yeah, Minions.
You know how many more movies are better than all these movies that are listed here?
Oh, so... Avatar is number one,
man.
Avatar is number one.
It just doesn't make any sense. Also, by quite a little bit. Like $600 million.
Yeah, Avatar almost made $3 billion.
That's fucking crazy.
That's why he got to make five new ones. And James Cameron holds one and two, by the way. Stupid. Calm down,
Their
James
investment...
Cameron.
Is it Disney?
Who?
Did Disney buy Avatar?
Well, they have an Avatar place in Disney World, but I don't think they own it. Cameron's so big, he makes his own stuff.
I guess,
I think Disney distributes him.
Nah...
I liked Avatar, too.
I think...
It's just not
craziest
movie I've ever
seen. I think it was overhyped, because it was the first movie to come out with the new 3D technology.
Yes, which, by the way, looked amazing.
Everybody told people you have to see it in theaters, and that's why I think it made that much money.
Right.
Because it was the first time you got to see that.
Right.
Now, there have been thousands of 3D movies with the same tech.
People are tired of 3D now, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I'm done with it.
People are tired
of
3D.
It's very annoying. I don't know, man.
This is what Bad Juju sent me on Twitter. It's kind of true. Dude, the graphics are... honestly, this is a meme, but from here to here in 20 years is actually incredible to think about. Mm. From a technology standpoint, actually incredible. Yeah, 3D kills my eyes, too. I really don't like it. It's not great. I mean, it's fine.
The new Avatar movies are not going to make near as much as that one.
Dude...
Not even close.
Don't bet against James Cameron.
Dude, I'm saying maybe a billion. Not anywhere close to three.
Sorry, only a billion.
Not anywhere close to three.
Don't bet against James Cameron, man.
And they gave him money for five that he shot all already.
Well, I think he shot all five, but they haven't started production on the last two. They're going to wait and see how the first two do.
Probably smart.
Yeah, so not everybody believes, but... It's crazy.
Avatar's not that cool, man. Just giant blue people.
Dude, I want to go to Disney and see the animatronics.
Yeah, that sounds great. I want to go to Star Wars World, too, but that doesn't mean I want
to... It doesn't have anything to do with the movie. Yeah. Right, exactly. 100%. All right, I haven't seen this either. Have you seen this? The Lego Movie trailer, too?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I ruin everything, bro.
Apparently.
It's my job.
What's your opinion on this movie before I watch it?
It's also Mad Max.
Okay. Never saw that.
What?
Chat, don't be triggered.
You never saw Fury Road?
Never saw it.
What? Everything
is bleak. Hey, Lucy.
I brought you coffee. cough.
That's also, Chris Pratt, right?
Yes, there's a second Chris Pratt in this show, done. And he's the Guardians of the Galaxy.
So he's Chris Star-Lord. Pratt targeted Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Times.
Oh my goshness. Did I interrupt you brooding just now?
Times have changed.
Whack.
You need to change with them. We have to be tough and battle ready.
Look, a shooting star, make a wish.
I just really like the animation. Because it's literally Legos.
Oh, the pain. It's getting so cold.
Emmett, what are you doing?
Hooray!
See, that wasn't so bad. Nothing got in.
Nothing got in. I'm General Man.
Oh, you an idiot. I like it.
Lucy!
Emmett.
This is all my fault.
Hang on to your fronds, Planny. We're going to save Lucy.
Don't you tell me to smash!
Asteroid! You mind if I save your life?
Not at all.
Who are you?
The name's Rex Danger Vest.
Galaxy Defending Archaeologist. Cowboy. Raptor Trainer.
Raptor Trainer, bro.
I don't get it.
Will you help me rescue my friends?
You don't want to go anywhere near the Sistar system. It's ruled by an alien queen.
Only the toughest are going to get out of there alive.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Yes, you
He's
are.
Petting the raptor, man.
I'm a queen, whatever I would not be.
I'm getting super evil vibes here.
I could change my form to something else.
Yeah, this doesn't need a trailer. You know?
Hey, guys.
No, go back. The horse was much more palatable. I got
Batman's back. I gotta
get it, baby. Miss
me. No, it did not. A1, hit him with the A1 song.
Since J1, not the A1 side. Yeah.
Lucy.
Emmett, did you draw
I mean, I don't dislike it. I love. It's eye candy. I love the eye candy.
Right.
But, like, I feel like the plot is important.
Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
You're me when I'm late to school and I forgot my homework and my pants are made of pudding?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller are back. I mean, it looks so good. Like, the best thing about those Lego movies is that they are everything's made of Lego.
Everything.
That's the best part about mm-hmm. those movies. But, like, at the end of the movie, didn't they debate everybody? And they're like, it's all made up, and it's in this kid's head, and Will Ferrell's there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this movie is going to be that way, too, right?
Probably.
Like, it all exists. I mean, and honestly, that might make it better, because, like, now they can just do whatever they want, because we know it's in some kid's imagination.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They're a little too kiddy.
They're kiddy, but they're not terrible.
They're not bad, but... Like, I mean,
I like Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Like,
Tangled.
They're great. Yes. Tangled, I love, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Dude, Maximus.
It's great. That
top
horse
10
is
characters
the shit.
Of all time.
That
dude.
Horse is the shit, man.
Pascal, right there. Got him up there on my monitor.
Wow,
man.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And I mean, that's
yeah
kitty. That's kitty, too, but I still enjoyed it. This
right.
one is just almost on the verge of, like,
it's
no.
almost too cheesy.
Almost too, yeah. yeah
well, see,
jokey.
I went and saw Lego Batman. Really liked Lego Batman.
Really?
Went and saw Ninjago. Really didn't like Ninja. Like, Batman felt like it was made for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Ninjago felt like it was made for kids. And I do feel like these Lego movies are more made for everybody than they're made for kids.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll probably watch it on DVD just because right. I want to see everything made of Lego. It's super cool, but
yeah, I saw the movie
I don't know
details.
If it needs a
Reddit,
trailer, yeah. Oh yeah, the puddle.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that post too, where yeah. the puddle was made of Lego. Yeah, I mean everything's made of Lego. That's
well,
cool.
No, the like they ran through the puddle,
right?
And then bits of drops of water got on the lens,
right? But it's made of Lego.
But it was the water bricks,
right?
Just out of focus,
right? Because it's Lego. Everything's made
ingenious.
Of Lego. Everything is awesome. I've never seen Steven Universe either. Acid's gonna unfall.
Who?
Steven Universe.
Who's that?
It's a TV show.
Nope.
Yeah, I've never seen Trailer Park Boys. Never seen Mad Max. Never seen The Departed. Never seen
Dude,
Steven
your
Universe.
Life is a lie.
Never seen any anime.
I don't understand how you can critique movies and haven't seen those two.
Dude, easily. I sit here in my chair. I talk into a microphone.
Yeah, but
and
no
I
one
critique.
Should listen
the American
to you if
way.
You haven't seen
I've
those.
Been saying people shouldn't listen to us.
I know what I'm
years.
Talking about over here, bro.
You, hey, you want to see? Look at this. I'll show you this. You want to see? You want to see how our intro opens? Look at this. Where did I put it? This is the first frame of our intro. like that. That'll be on the screen for 5 seconds before our new intro starts.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty great, huh?
That's pretty
So I've been saying no one should watch us for years. Okay? I don't know what these people are doing here. I don't judge you, Taylor. Okay?
Oh, you do.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't understand why she's here. There is a major difference. I don't know what she gets out of this show, because 90% of what we talk about is food and the MCU.
That's true.
And hatred for Wichita. Mm-hmm. It's like our top three topics right there.
Yep. Hey, man, Aquaman's coming out pretty soon.
Dude, I do not care at all. I am so mad about Aquaman right now. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we went and saw some movie in IMAX. Harry Potter. Went and saw the new, or Fantastic Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, get ready for an exclusive look at WB's Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
Never before seen IMAX trailer. I'm like, okay, cool. And then they showed the same 5-minute trailer we watched on the show 2 months ago.
Yeah. But it was in IMAX.
Yeah, so technically, it's a brand new, never before seen mm-hmm. IMAX trailer.
Yeah.
But it's not a never before seen trailer in IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mad at them. Because if they're already doing that with the marketing, it's not going to be good.
Dude, it's not going to be good at all. Did you see the fucking main villain? He's got fish eyes.
Dude, that thing. Okay, so we sat across. For like my parents sat behind me, mm-hmm. and then we saw me and Chris sat up in front because we couldn't get seats together. So me and her sat next to each other, and then directly behind us was my mom, my dad, my son, and my sister and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear my mom right after that trailer goes, "Hey, Aaron, do you want to go see that movie?" And he goes, "No." I'm like, "That's my boy."
That's awesome.
No, I don't want to see that.
Brent is so excited.
My mom was like, "What?"
She is pumped.
Of course, because she wants to see his ripply nipples, dude. That's basically a porno for her.
You know he was cast to be the in the Crow remake.
Why are they remaking the Crow?
They're not. It's canceled now.
Okay. Didn't the guy die shooting that movie?
Yeah.
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 Don't remake that. That's a cursed movie.
I think. Didn't he get shot?
Yeah. The prop gun had a real bullet and he killed himself.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He was murdered by himself accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Yep.
Yeah, it's with Khal Drogo, who Britt wanted Colby to be for Halloween and then gave up on.
Ripley nipples.
Which I still feel you should feel kind of bad about.
Because I can't grow the beard, and we also didn't go out anywhere.
And the body problem.
I'm going to body problem your face. I'm going to stick my flub of fat right on your chin.
Dude, you're bearing up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to have fat right now. You're bearing up. Also, we just ate 6 people's body weights and food for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Yeah, see, Taylor's going too. It's basically porno. I mean, that's fine. I don't have any judgments, but
dude,
it's not going to be a
so
good movie.
Ridiculous.
Jason Momoa.
Just the color palette.
Samoa.
Like, they went from the most dark and brooding universe ever to the most colorful, saturated piece of shit I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, they have to try something different.
Dude, the
chick. Because no one went and saw Justice
hair.
League.
Is the brightest red orange I've ever seen in my
life.
This is how
the marketing for that movie went. Okay, are you a man?
Yep.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
There. End of marketing.
Mm.
Okay. We go Taylor.
But his.
Do
face,
you like
though.
His face? I love his face. Perfect. Let's ship this to theaters. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make any sense.
And there's nothing wrong. It's like that's what Transformers is. It's just eye candy, but for a different type. You know, this is for the bringing the cucumber into the theater crowd, not the blow up stuff with Bumblebee crowd. You know, it's a different type of audience for a different type of movie.
I'm bringing a cucumber.
You know,
Jesus Christ.
You know what they doing with that cucumber? They're not eating it. Just saying.
Oh man.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. It's a healthy snack.
Mm-hmm. Not eating it though.
No.
Okay.
No. Taylor, well, no, not that. Well, try it out, Taylor. Maybe you'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking of eye candy, this right here, where's that? Speaking of eye candy, the only reason people went and saw that Suicide Squad was for the Harley Quinn factor. Okay, confirm. Either went for Will Smith or you went for Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who didn't, or everyone who said they went for Will Smith that had a penis, lied. And said then they were going for Harley Quinn. Okay, why did Pinella go?
That.
No, incorrect. He went for the Joker.
That's good. My bad. I was just about to say that.
Okay. The name of the movie is The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. That's the name of the movie. I don't even need to read the article. Let's just roast that for a bit.
What?
Yep. The Fabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. It's the name of the Harley Quinn movie. Like, what is Warner's doing, man?
Dude, they're giving
up. They got that. They got Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. They got Jason Momoa as Aquaman. Are they even doing Batman anymore or Superman anymore?
I think they're still doing... No. Superman was supposed to get a sequel.
Okay.
It's canceled.
Okay.
Because he's out.
Okay.
Batman was supposed to be doing his, but I think there's a new director, and it's probably not going to have Ben Affleck in it. So they're just recasting Batman.
Okay.
They're doing...
That won't fit.
Joaquin Phoenix's
right.
Joker movie.
Uh-huh.
James Gunn is doing the Suicide Squad
movie.
Oh,
I forgot
movie.
About that one. You're right, yeah. Suicide Squad one.
Now this.
I mean, who's going to see these movies?
Dude, there are so many slated DC movies of weird motherfuckers I've never heard of.
Right. Shazam. Mm-hmm. Dude, here's the thing, okay? Ladies, I just made the cucumber joke, okay? They don't really do that. All right, ladies are classy.
Yep.
They like to go. They like to look at the eye candy. They go home. Us men, we're filthy pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're not going to pay another $15 to watch Harley Quinn walk around in a bikini when Pornhub exists. They can't get us the same way that Jason Momoa can get the ladies.
I don't think so, yeah.
We're not just going because boobs. Because there's plenty of boobs out there.
It's just going to depend on the trailer.
Right. And it's not going to be good. So let's flush it.
Right.
Let's just flush that
I don't
movie.
Get why they're doing this,
I
man.
Don't either, man. It doesn't make
they
any sense.
They are struggling. They are reaching for straws.
You know, Bullet Hobo
they're trying
said,
anything.
He said, I'm sick of the Joker. There are other villains. And that Joker video that Colby made, WTF, and I was about to be like, he didn't make that, and then I remembered you did.
I edited it.
It's the same thing.
I didn't. I.
It would
a,
not be on
I
his
put a
YouTube.
Snapchat filter over it.
It would not be on his YouTube.
That's all I did.
If you didn't touch it.
I, it
you
definitely
are
would.
Partially to
it
blame.
It definitely would.
You are partially to blame.
Nah.
For that in existence.
It definitely is. Also, I just wanted to edit it because I wanted the footage.
Yes, but you're still
just if he ever
responsible
got rid of
for it.
It.
That's like a man who builds a nuke being like, I just wanted the experience entering, you know, putting the plutonium in there.
Hey, man,
I'm not responsible for blowing
that quote
up New York.
Out there, like, science is innocent, man is evil, or something.
You're
like
the
that.
Man, though. You realize that.
No, I'm the scientist. I just wanted to experiment
no,
with the filter
thing.
No, it didn't
say scientists are innocent. It said science is.
Yeah.
So your ability to edit is innocent. You edit, choosing what to edit, you are responsible for.
Oh, okay.
That's what that quote means.
No, it's not.
You are complicit.
Nope.
Do we need to pull it off and watch it?
No.
Bowen just asked, can we watch it? I feel like you're not going to watch as much of it, right?
Right. Like, please don't watch the whole thing.
Guys,
it's so much longer
I'm
going to
pull this up, and you guys can't leave, okay? We're going to do this. If you guys want to leave, you have to blame Ball and Hobo instead for making you stay. We're not going to play the whole thing, because it's like, what, 6 minutes long?
Yeah, man, it's so much longer than what I remember.
It's stupid long. It's stupid long. It is one of his top videos, though, right?
I think that's where we saw it. Yeah.
Yep, right here. Here we go. 57 views. Edited by Colby.
Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Hello, good people of Gotham.
Just sounds like there's a truck running in the background at all times.
I ask for all of you to remain seated. And no
I think
one
that's my fault.
You added the air conditioner in the background?
I think I put that
okay.
in the... I think it's this, like, staticky audio file.
And don't try to call the cops. Those doors back there...
His beard!
God. Those doors back...
Look at his 5 o'clock shadow.
That's not even what... like, underneath the chin?
Yes, he didn't even shave before he put his makeup...
Because, like, on his cheek is just black.
Dude, he's clearly got hair there. He didn't even shave before he put on the makeup. You know how unsettling it would be?
Like, I think why I edited this was to see if I can get a glitch effect to line up with an audio track.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
If someone tries to open them.
I don't think I put a glitch sound every single time I added the glitch.
Kaboom. No, I'm not.
We're not even in a minute in yet, guys.
No. He's sitting in Arkham for quite some time now.
Don't worry.
This 3 minutes feels like an hour.
Just
like the next time you go to the DMV, just pull up a little bit of this video, and then you'll be reminded that there are worse places to be. All right, like that's what you can do. Britt goes, "Why are you subjecting people to this?" All right, first of all, Britt was also in the room while this being filmed, equally as complicit.
Yep.
Okay, the person who was putting the plutonium in the bomb, very complicit. Person who goes, "Maybe don't do that," but doesn't, also complicit to an extent. Just say it, okay? Whew. It's hard to recover from that happening.
I'm really trying to remember if I did that or not.
You definitely did. You can't backpedal now, okay?
No, I'm trying to...
I gotta go take a shot of bleach.
I'm trying to remember if that's why I edited it, or if that was the technique I was trying to use.
Well, I mean, it's really well edited. Congratulations.
I mean, kinda.
Congratulations, Dr. Oppenheimer.
Hey, thanks,
performed
man.
Performed admirably. Congratulations.
Dude, I like to contribute my form of cancer to the world.
Kidley, let's wash our palate with this. Have you seen the Deadpool Once Upon a Deadpool trailer?
Yep.
Why do we even show up? This is the PG-13 cut of Deadpool, just for those of you who don't know.
Right before Christmas, a good guy in red is coming to theaters with his new sidekick, Fred.
That's the same bedroom
Why
from The
am
Princess
I here?
Bride.
You're in a PG-13 version of Deadpool, filtered through the prism of childlike innocence.
I'm a grown
And nobody
man.
Does childlike innocence like you, Fred. Nobody. I need you almost as much as you need me.
I don't need you at all.
You need me to untie you once we're done.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, me.
I loved your work in Up.
I'm sorry?
Don't get too attached.
Once Upon a Deadpool.
Kind of prefer Marvel movies.
We are Marvel.
Yeah, but you're, you know, Marvel licensed by Fox. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
You were nicer as a kid.
Rated PG-13. Limited engagement in theaters December 12th.
Intense sequences of violence and action, crude sexual content, language, thematic elements, and brief drug material. Because they kept in the cocaine joke. I'm very interested, honestly.
How that's going
to
work.
To see that movie just because of how interesting, like, if it's done well, you know? Like, that's what it could be, you know? I want to know if it's going to be good. Because if it's good, he can be in the MCU and it'll be fine. I mean, that trailer made me laugh and that trailer's G-rated.
Dude, he had a gun. No, it's not.
Okay, it's PG, all right?
Yeah.
Okay? You hate it, don't you? You hate it.
Yeah.
You hate every. What do you love?
Nothing. One thing.
Death.
Death.
Sweet release of death.
No, it's fine. It's just stupid. They should have just done it like that in the first place. Why make it R?
Because people asked for it to be.
Well, yeah, but now they're retconning it, and I'm just like, no.
Well, I don't know if
either
they're...
keep it R or just leave them
well,
out.
Well, I think they will
Why
keep it R.
Why are you in the MCU anyways? You don't need to be the MCU.
The big Deadpool movies, the standalones, will be rated R. But I think they're doing it as a proof of concept for when Deadpool is in Avengers 5, people won't be like, it won't work, because then they can be like, it already worked, it's fine.
Well, then
if we can make his
romp
a PG-13 and it works, we could definitely put him in a PG-13 movie that he's not driving and it works. Like, I think that's what they're trying to say.
No. It's just going to be crap. It's just going to be crap. You remember the first scene of Avengers Age of Ultron? Didn't Tony say, like, shit or damn or something like that?
Yeah.
Captain America's like, language.
Yeah.
That's going to happen so much with Deadpool.
And then they made a running joke about that the entire movie.
It's going to be crap.
Okay, so we won't get Joss Whedon to write it, okay? Problem solved.
Good. I don't know, man. It's just
oh
so weird.
God, man.
It's just like a whole other grab bag of money.
Yes. This just in. Fox loves money. Disney loves money. What a surprise.
Yeah, but now this is the most lazy out of anything. You can remake movies all you fucking want, but to release the same exact movie.
No, Fred Savage is in it now.
The same movie. I think he's just in it for the trailers.
He probably
Or at least the opening scene. That's
yes.
it. That is it. He's probably, and then it's going to be the same fucking movie.
He's
just without the word fuck.
Interstitialed in occasionally. You know? Like, I guarantee you there's a scene where something really violent happens. Like, maybe when Deadpool hits the table, okay, and his, like, back's all cracked and all that stuff. And when he's about to hit, they snap away to Fred Savage's bedroom, and Deadpool is like, now here is a scene we couldn't re-edit for PG-13 because of its violence. Guarantee you that'll happen at some point.
Guarantee. Well, yeah, but then that's not going to work every single time in a PG-13 movie.
No, but they're not recreating an R into a PG-13 every single time either.
That's true. They shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't not do it.
The money, man.
Yeah,
they want
no
the
shit.
Money.
I'll give you $10 for a ticket to not remake this movie.
No, you won't.
I will not.
No, you.
I would, though, in theory.
You almost got me.
In theory, I would.
Joss Whedon has been riding those Firefly coattails for ages. I mean, he made Buffy. I loved Buffy. Firefly, I think, honestly, overrated.
Firefly's great.
It's good. It's overrated. It's too loved. There's only 13 hours of it. How much can you love 13 hours worth of content, honestly? Can't love it that much.
Can't, too.
It's not that great.
It's pretty good.
It's not that great.
No, and that's why they didn't get a reboot or another movie.
Right. If it was that great, people would have watched it. Okay? Yeah. We're talking about 2001 or whenever. There was no internet. People did nothing but stare
but
at the TV.
For
it got canceled.
Something that only has 13 hours.
Out of order and blah, blah, blah.
Hey.
Don't say that. I want to hear it in chat.
For something that only has 13 hours of content and
great.
To be loved by that many people.
Right. It's
that's
like
a feat.
It's like our first season of the Seth Colby Show.
No.
10 episodes beloved by Taylor.
No. Yeah, one person.
You know, I'm editing our intro. I'm getting close to being done. And so I'm going through a lot of clips right now. And I remembered there might be a piece of content that only Taylor has seen.
Oh, yeah.
When we did our show in 2010, December 31st, 2010, it was our 2010 episode. You came up to Manhattan. I had just moved there.
Mm-hmm.
This was my second month living in Manhattan. We did our show. We were planning on doing it on a Saturday, okay? Friday night, we were testing our equipment, and we did a live stream, which we did not record. We only did it live,
mm-hmm.
where I remember very little, but I know I went in-depth about my divorce and my feelings for it, which had to be incredibly skewed because it happened 6 months prior.
Yeah.
And I think Taylor was the only one who watched it.
Was that when we had it set up like where your TV and couch was?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I remember that one.
Yeah. I think that she's the only person who's ever seen that besides me and you.
Mm.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And yes, Taylor, I have every episode I've ever done. I have every episode of all of them. Mm. 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 I need to re-listen to them at some point.
Shouldn't.
So I know what we say, because
nah.
I want to make sure there's nothing that's like career ending in those episodes. And then if they,
there's probably a lot for
that's,
you.
That's no,
yeah,
no.
Mine's already ruined.
can't ruin your career if you don't have one.
Yeah, no.
Man pointing at forehead me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I finally get around to doing that, I'm gonna just add them somewhere. Like, why not? Like, they're good, aren't they?
No.
Taylor likes them?
They're probably terrible. They are probably awful. The only reason why Taylor likes them is nostalgia.
That might be true. Because I honestly, today, I also found
they're
something that I thought was lost forever, which is this right here. I don't know if this might play through.
We're ready to start the show?
It
yes,
does.
We're
okay.
ready to start the show.
This is our best of album. I found this today. I forgot this existed. This is probably my best opening I've ever done of the show. This is garbage.
I don't know.
I mean, it's highly technically challenging, which is why I like it. This is terrible content right here. This is what we used to do.
What the hell?
I'm glad we got rid of the sound effects.
I kind of miss them. I kind of miss them. I mean, what are we going to do without that, you know?
What we've been doing for the last year.
This is our intro from 2009, January 10th. 2008.
Sausage.
Broadcasting.
And then there's Charles.
High definition from
like, listen to how blown out the audience is.
It's the Seth and Cody Show.
People go, hey, Seth, how long have you been yelling? 15 years.
Featuring Seth Neiman.
I am wearing a shirt made out of golden shoes.
Colby Newman.
I'm not.
Come on, man. That's pretty great.
That was horrible. That was so bad.
I am wearing a shirt made out of golden shoes.
Isn't that from 30 Rock?
No. But I have lived this before. Literally, I think 5 years ago when I played that for you, you asked the same question.
Yeah, it's from...
It's not from 30 Rock. It's from me. I've been watching for half a year, and you guys have said some best of the... Well, I'm just going to put it to you this way. 2009 and 2008 were a different time where different words could be said, especially by people who were still in high school at the time, and I just don't want that to come out because the internet is a thing.
Yeah, it would not go over well for me.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like your rap, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, can't read that on the air.
Also, why my Twitter's private.
Yeah. I forgot about your Twitter being private.
Yeah, man.
Last 4 or 5 years, probably not that much bad.
No, you go back 10 years.
Yeah.
When you just tweeted zebra twat, that probably not the best thing.
That's fine.
Oh, that one you're okay with?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That offends no one. If anything, zebras, and I don't give a shit.
Anything, zebras. Don't care about offended zebras? Is that what you're telling me, man? But yeah, I found that best of, and I found the Seth and Brian best of. Taylor, if you have a Gmail account, just DM me. You're on Discord, just DM me your Gmail account. I'll just add you to the Google Drive where Colby shares them. I got all that crap. I can send you OTI. I can send you T-Sacks. I think that's all I'm sharing. I'm not sharing Seth and Brian. Because I know for a fact there's things in there that I'm not allowed to say. There's another 100 bits from J-Bar. Says, gotta run, kids. Woke up. Here's another bug. Have a good one. Thank you, J-Bar. Appreciate you hanging out today, man. Thank you for the 300 bits today. You're the big D in the Discord, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Big dong.
I just didn't expect the word dong. That got me.
Big dong, man.
Never expect the dong to just show up.
He's got the big dong.
Never expect the dong to just show up.
Oh. Yeah, we watched Suicide Squad like...
Terrible.
3 days ago or something like
Why?
That.
Why? Why did you rewatch it?
Oh, because Britt likes it.
Who's sexy in that she likes?
I don't know. She thought it was good. I think she likes Harley Quinn.
It really hurts me every time I hear that Brittany likes a bad movie.
Right, man?
Because Brittany doesn't like me, but she likes Suicide Squad.
It hurts my soul.
So that means that I'm worse than Suicide Squad to her, and I just can't...
I like how you have this running joke that you think that she hates you.
It's not a joke.
I think
I'd believe it. No. You're too close to see it, okay?
I don't think so.
You're too close to see it.
I'm pretty sure I'm not.
You are. Can we talk about something awful? This is the newest business in Wichita.
Okay.
Our hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Yep.
They transformed a restaurant called The Chalet, and it's now going to be the Sugar Shack Gentleman's Club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really know what to say about that.
I don't either, man.
I mean, I really have no commentary. It's just something that, honestly, I feel I could leave up on the screen for 5 minutes. We wouldn't have to talk. People could just look at it and just go, yeah, that exists.
Basement, I think it's like 29th and Rock?
Yeah. It's wherever the Chalet restaurant used to be. It's
east side.
It's east side, yeah. It's where all the classy stuff is.
Northeast side.
Hopefully it's right next to your house, basement.
Yeah, man. Britt's mom lives in Derby, so we were driving through there
yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Just on the main road, there's just a gentleman's club. It's right smack.
Where do all these people come from?
I don't know, man. They were on the outskirts of Derby, and then they a business opened up, and they just moved center main road, Derby.
I just don't know where they're finding the women to fill these gentlemen clubs.
Dude, Twin Peaks fires.
That's what happens? You're like, oh, I got fired from Twin Peaks. Guess I'll get really naked?
1,000%. Also, yeah, you're like, you know how much money you made at Twin Peaks? Well, let me double it for
you. That's true.
All you have to do is take off one more piece of clothing.
This is going to sound really misogynist. Okay, I got to say it, though, because I think it's true. Mm-hmm. I feel like those ladies are too hot to be strippers. I don't feel like any of the strippers at the Sugar Shack are going to be that attractive. Not that they'll be ugly, but I feel like they're going to have some miles on them. You know? Maybe. I don't feel like...
Maybe.
I don't, like, Taylor put girls working their way through college. I don't think that stereotype exists in Wichita, because there's no college here.
There's a college here.
No! The college here isn't really a college.
There's like three colleges here.
And all of them are jokes.
Two of them are really expensive.
And one of them is super religious where no stripper's gonna come from.
Mm. You don't know that. Could be a hidden secret, man. Could be her dirty little secret.
I don't...
She's an American reject.
I don't know why I feel like I know this, but I feel like I would know that.
What?
If that college was filled with sleuths.
I don't think you'd know that.
Have you ever been to a gentleman's club here?
You ever been to a college?
I have. I used to live in a college town. Been to lots of college towns, seen lots of sleuths in my time. Okay?
Mm-hmm. You know how close it is for a woman to be like, I wear basically a bra to work every day.
Uh-huh.
And get tips.
Yeah.
Already.
Uh-huh.
Men are touching my ass, staring at me.
I don't feel like they're touching them. Are they touching them? They shouldn't be touching them. It's not allowed,
they're
right?
touching them.
Okay, all right.
Not like in like a little pat.
Just a little tap, you know.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Like she won't notice this.
It's Kansas.
It's the man hand thinking of she won't feel me touch her butt.
Right.
Yeah.
Then there
men are
is
idiots.
In this place, they're literally not allowed to touch you, or else they get kicked out, and you get double the money, minus a piece of apparel.
It's SUGASHAK.
Yeah.
It's the Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack. Oh my God.
They could not have thought of a better name. Like, that's not a gentleman's club. Don't call it a gentleman's club when it's called Sugar Shack.
It's not a gentleman's
it's
club.
It's a strip club.
That is.
You don't call a gentleman's club Sugar Shack.
It's in a building that looks like a ski resort in the middle of Kansas.
And it looks like in the middle of an apartment complex.
There's apartments behind it, and I'm fairly certain that is a school. Doesn't that look like a school
behind
it?
Could be a school. That's what I'm saying, Ballin. I'm saying the money.
Have you ever been to a gentleman's
club? The money for a lady who's already basically topless.
Uh-huh, Chuck.
Is a swaying enough factor.
Taylor, I'd pay money to see you naked, just for the record, okay? Just want you to know that. In fact, most people in chat, man or woman...
I
want to
be a stripper.
I would like to see naked. I would chatterbait it up if people didn't ask for refunds when they went to the site.
I don't think that's how that works.
If they would invent it for me, man.
I don't think that's
how
that works.
Have you ever been to a gentleman's club in Wichita?
No.
Should we go check out Sugar Shack? How long do you think we'd make it in there?
I don't know.
Would we make it out of the car?
Probably not.
I feel like we'd get there.
And watch someone walk into it.
Yes.
And dude, I went. Me and
nope.
Britt went
not
to,
going in there.
Me and Britt went to IHOP yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I think it was IHOP. I think it was yesterday. It might have been Friday.
It doesn't
one
matter.
Yeah. Anywho, there was this family.
Family in quotes.
That came in behind us.
Okay.
While we were waiting in line. And I imagine it's the exact clientele that's going to be going into that
place. Sugar Shack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I could think of a few people that we know that will go nameless who I could think would be clients to the Sugar Shack. Because a couple of them we know are direct competition to the Sugar Shack.
Oh, yeah.
That is the exact type. Yep. Here, you guys want to know? You guys want to know who's going to be going to the Sugar Shack? That's who's going to be going to the Sugar Shack. Just check chat right now. Just click that image. Okay, that's who it is. That's who is going to the Sugar Shack. It's just, this is what Wichita gets, man.
Yeah, man.
We get the Sugar Shack.
Yep.
The only club I go to is the book club. It's wholesome, man.
The other strip club here in town is called Pleasures.
Well, there's also the Red Garter. Don't forget the Red Garter.
One?
That's out by where I used to live.
Cool.
The Red Garter, man. It's probably more than we think.
Probably.
It's probably more than we think. Base of Braid says, there was once a deluxe donut shop called Sugar Shack where I lived in Florida. What's more appropriate? Definitely the donuts, right?
Yes.
Don't do more, Matthew. Don't do that, Ball and Hobo. Why do you do that?
Guys, I spelled it wrong. So that's
did funny. He? Okay, thank God. No one type more Matthew into the chat, okay? It's not safe for life. If it shows up in the chat because someone's going to be a renegade, don't click the link unless you can handle it. Okay?
I forget what the more one is.
Colby, this is your doing again, man. Here it is.
Oh, that's right. Dude, he looks like he's melting.
I know. He looks... You know what this is? It's this. This is Matthew. This is that more Matthew image. It's right here.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Same image. Same image.
Does he know that we do this on this show?
Oh, 100% no.
No?
100% no.
That's fantastic.
By the way, he's back. He went back to the ER, I think, night of Thanksgiving or the day after because of bleeding anus again. So great. He's texting me right now a lot. I don't know why.
That's weird.
But he's texting me a lot right now, so I don't really understand why.
No.
But he just goes through these phases where, like, he talks to me, so. Matthew's going to be the top dancer at Sugar Shack.
I'm just looking at what acid put.
It choked on filet mignon.
Too embarrassed to go back.
I mean, why are you embarrassed? Their fault their steak was bad. How mad would he be if he knew? This is easily one of the nicest things we've done to Matthew. I held him down once, ripped his clothes off, and poured soda on his body.
I shot him in the face with a very high-powered airsoft rifle.
There's a Facebook video online of me pushing him out of his chair on the show. We've abused him physically.
Yeah.
That can't be worse than this.
Almost set him on fire.
Also, that image is on the internet. I didn't put it there for this show. It was already there. He's posing for that photo in a place of business. I don't feel bad for him. Okay, like the one where he's the Matthew one where he's in his Halloween costume, which isn't a Halloween costume, it's just how he looked. That one is technically a private photo. That one was in a place of business. Anything goes in that one. Okay, anything goes in there.
Bunch of bullies y'all are.
Hey, we're bullies, all right.
Hey, with this guy it's okay.
With Matthew, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. That's why we have a Matthew command, because you guys are like, oh, you guys are so mean to Matthew. Yeah? Look at that image and you tell me we're being mean, okay? We probably saved his life through abuse. That's what I'm going to say.
Sure.
I think we convinced him to change. Yeah. And that's why he has a family now. We showed that image a couple weeks ago where he looks like a bad David Blaine. It's perfect. Anyway, man, how was your week again? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, it was good.
I'm just
it's a good week. Had a good time off.
I don't think I'm as mad. He texts me. You know what it was? Is Chris put up a video because she hosted the Z-Swig stream on Saturday, I think?
Yeah.
And she put up a video of her sitting in front of our Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And Matthew texts me and goes, when did you put your Christmas tree up? And I said, November 1st. Okay? And again, November 1st, controversial date. Okay? Taylor doesn't like that I put my Christmas tree up that early. But this is what he texted me. I got to get it exactly right. Okay, he said Friday, 12:32 p.m. How long has your tree been up? And I said, NOV1, November 1st. Then he said, you're a horrible person. That's what he said to me. And then I said, and you hate joy. And then yesterday, 24 hours later, he said, no, I don't. I like to celebrate one holiday at a time, ass. That's what he said to me.
It's a great conversation.
Yep. He went out of his way to call me a horrible person, man, because I have a Christmas tree up. Like, that's the hill he wants to die on?
You want to hear me and Pinnell's last conversation?
I don't, but I also do. It's one of those things.
I texted him yesterday.
Oh, by the way, his name is Tonio now. Have you noticed that on Twitter? Yes. His name is Tonio. Yep. We got an update.
Gotcha. So, Tonio, I texted Tonio. And I said, y'all doing anything tonight? Question mark.
How come you didn't text me?
Because I wanted to go out and
what
drink
day was
the bar.
This?
This was yesterday.
Yeah, see? It's because Brad doesn't like to hang out with me.
Yep,
that's why.
That's why.
That's why.
Also, he texts back, no one's in town.
That's what he texts back?
No one's in town.
So he doesn't like you. He doesn't want to hang out with just you, man.
Yep. And then I text back, I say, lames.
That's it?
And then he texts back and said, James.
J-A-M-E-S?
Yep.
Just because it rhymed?
Yep.
And you still didn't text me. Mm. You looked at that and you go, "Yeah, still not worth texting Seth to hang out?"
No, I was rather. I was just gonna lay in bed.
Okay.
I couldn't do anything after that. Broke my brain.
Okay. That's fine, man.
Also, you had your kid.
I didn't.
Aw.
You didn't.
Well, then you didn't text me either.
No. No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Maybe once I want to be wanted, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I've texted you, you fucking ass.
I don't know if you have.
I have.
I mean, if you count back to 2007,
no.
Yes, you text me.
Recently.
What's recent?
This
2008?
Year.
This year.
Fucking ass.
It's November.
Yeah, that's a long time.
We can scroll back and figure that out. You want to do it?
No.
It's going to be real easy because we don't
probably
text.
Probably wrong.
Let's look. Okay, let's see. Just going to scroll through. This was the photo I was talking about, by the way, chat. This one right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew looking like a bad magician. That's what I was talking about right there.
That's right. A bad magician?
I mean, what would you call that?
A fucking hobo?
I mean, that is also true. Okay, you did say on October 26th, hey, do you have Aaron tomorrow?
Boom.
But then... I said nope, and you said nothing back, and then I had to text you on Saturday morning, and then you didn't text back till Saturday afternoon. So a good 24 hours went by.
Regardless, I texted you first. I put it in your head.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you win this round.
Though. Yeah, I did. Okay. I know.
You win this round, all right? That weak chin goes from bottom lip to collarbone. I mean, he doesn't have a neck.
Yeah, just...
It's yes. Just he's just kind of slough. Just... Yeah, you know, that's what it's like.
I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
Sugar Shack. I feel like we should go check it out.
We should.
I feel like we should.
It's going to be a second total.
It's the lamest
right?
chat I've ever heard. Sorry, I love you, Cole. Yeah, I mean, he's not. He didn't care. You're not affected one way or the other.
What?
Exactly.
What lamest chat? Like when I texted you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
text
regardless, it's still I text first.
It's not about what he said. It's about that he said.
Yeah.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get you. I'm with you, man.
I could text you ? And you'd know what I mean.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
I could. And you do text me on Discord occasionally about work stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I just don't ever know.
I pop into your show every once in a while.
If you're actually looking at Discord. I don't actually know.
I always
but you
look
say
at Discord.
That you're a pro lurker, so.
I'm very pro.
Did you see the picture of the chinchilla yesterday?
No. I took a break.
I mean, you were asleep all day. I
took a break.
I understand. It's worth seeing, though. Look at this chinchilla.
Yeah, I always wanted a chinchilla.
Dude, aren't chinchillas like seriously underrated pets?
Yeah, man.
Look at that chinchilla.
Dude, they can jump, too.
It's so like I just want to rub his little ears,
They're
you know?
Also the softest thing in the world.
Dude, yeah, I believe it. I believe it, man. I want to get a chinchilla, but I don't think that...
I think I used to have a very large blanket made out of chinchillas.
Okay.
And I feel really bad about that now.
Was it faux chinchilla, though?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because you know how many chinchillas in
a blanket? Oh, they had to kill a lot of chinchillas to make a blanket, yeah.
It might have been faux. It's probably faux.
Just a lot of dead chinchillas.
I don't think I'm going to buy anything that's actual
I don't think they sell anything that's like in your price range that's actual
fur.
No, because
anymore. That would take so yeah, many it's, chinchillas.
It's very expensive to
the
buy
thing
real
was
fur.
Huge.
It's very real, like very expensive for a real fur. You know?
Yeah, that's probably fake.
But it's cute.
Mm.
Super cute. No, if you could make a like scarf out of alive real chinchillas, I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay
yeah.
with that.
That'd
it'd
be
take,
fine.
That would take some maintenance, though.
Yeah, they'd probably poop on you, but it'd be soft.
It wouldn't be soft poop.
No, poop wouldn't be soft, but if you get them after they all pooped, put them somehow on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
You could wear it around for a few hours a day with no poop, you know? Rest in peace, an army. Dude, that would be so bad to be the man who has to kill all the chinchillas. Right? Like, that man is empty inside,
dude,
right?
That would be horrible. Then again, you're the one who's playing Red Dead where you go and shoot muskrats all day.
I do not. I only shoot them for clothes.
Yeah.
And I have no other choice. If I want to look fashionable, I have to kill them. Mm. And for the record, I have never shot an animal that wasn't a kill shot, except for two animals, stupid wolves and stupid panthers, because they run at me when I'm on my horse and my horse bucks me off it. So I literally... those jerks, but that's okay. All right, but
when I have to run at you,
oh yeah, dude, stupid wolves, man. When I kill muskrats, or beavers, or even bears, make sure one shot, one kill, man. All right, and I make sure the other day, this is not a joke. This is how stupid I am about virtual animals. I was out hunting. I spend most of my time doing it. I was just exploring the map, and I accidentally found the legendary wolf territory. I'm like, I gotta get that legendary wolf. But I already had a horse that had a perfect bird carcass, a perfect snake carcass on it, three coyote pelts, and a grizzly bear pelt on a horse. And the legendary wolf would replace the grizzly bear pelt, and I just killed that cute bear. I couldn't replace his pelt. So I literally killed the wolf and carried the pelt, walked on the road until I found a wild horse, dropped the pelt, tamed the horse, got on the horse, rode him back to my pelt, put the pelt on the new horse, told my old horse to follow me, and slow walked all the way back to the trapper. So I wouldn't waste one bit of animal carcass. Okay? Don't you come out at me with murder.
That's unnecessary, man.
It took me like 2 hours, man.
That's
took me 2 hours, man.
Yeah. I was this close to buying that game.
It is so good, man.
I don't get why there's price ranges.
What do you mean? Oh, 60, just get the base one. Who cares?
A 70 and a 100.
It's a base. I'm
why is the 100?
Honestly, I just got done with that speech, but the pre-order bonus is a war horse. It's just this big, bulky-looking horse. It's like a swole horse.
Mm.
It's super slow, and I hate it.
Okay.
And you can't sell it because it's a pre-order bonus. So I'm going to take it out back, and I'm literally going to have to pop it in the head to free up a space in my stable because you only got 4 slots for horses, and I don't want that crap horse in my stable. Like, the other horses that I don't like, I just set them free. Mm-hmm. Like, I just say, get out of here and let them run off. You know, they're gone.
What are you going to use a war horse for?
Exactly! That's what my point is! I mean, it's a cool-looking horse. I assume people like it because it looks cool. Here's a picture of it. Yeah, where's a good picture? Yeah, here it is. Okay, it's like this is what it looks like. This is like it's big. It's a bulky, swole horse. Okay, like it's just here's another picture. Like it's just big.
That is a fucking huge.
Yeah,
horse.
So people think it's cool, you know. But because it's a war horse, it's like never startled. You know, it never bucks you off. It like has a huge amount of health, so that's its benefit. Mm. But like, I want speed. I don't care about health, okay? I'm at the end game. I have $1 million. If my horse dies, I just revive it right there, no problem. This horse is just taking up space in my stable, and I want to get a nicer horse.
You can revive a horse?
Yeah.
A dead horse?
No, it's like if it loses enough health, it just falls over, and it just lays there, and you can either revive it or kill it. If it gets shot while it's on the ground, it dies permanently. Mm. But
if you run it into a rock hard enough.
Right, or you fall off a mountain, or like someone ambushes you and like hits your horse, like it'll fall on the ground and be dead, but you could revive it. Hmm. You know. So that's what I do. But this horse I'm gonna take out and shoot because I can't get it out of my stable. Like I can't sell it, I can't free it, I have to murder it.
That's ridiculous.
So I'm just pretending it's not a real horse because it was free. Like,
yeah, that's not a real horse. I don't think horses are that big.
Oh, yeah, horses like that exist, dude. I see them on Reddit all the time. Yeah, see, here's a war horse in Red Dead 1. See, it's also like that's why it's a pre-order bonus because they're like, you know, you get this cool stuff. The war horse. Like,
that's
yeah,
a fucked up horse, man.
In Red Dead 1, man, you get that war horse. And I'm just like, ugh, who cares, dude?
Ugh.
And I googled warhorse real life, and I don't see the horse. I'm a little disappointed.
Hey, man, that's because horses aren't that fucking big. Big ass horse.
about this horse, man.
That ain't real.
You don't think that's real?
Nah.
It's just a picture of a horse pooping, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's because you googled ass horse.
That's exactly it.
That was a picture of Kim K's butt. Up. No, up.
It's hard to tell.
Up two more. Right over.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
That's disturbing.
Oh, man.
That's disturbing. There's a... Okay, why are we still
looking
at
this? Dude, the horse is not that big, man.
Why are we looking at... Clydesdales are huge. See, Taylor would know. She's out there in Yee Yee Land. We should have just asked her. Okay, she knows everything about horses.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you just staring at me?
But with armor? Nah. Nah, that horse is just way too overly exaggerated.
I mean, it's a video game, yeah, but I think the horse does exist. You know?
I think so.
Just like
Bigfoot exists too, man.
Yeah, he does, man.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, you go out in that wilderness. Can you find Bigfoot in Red Dead?
I don't think Bigfoot exists, no.
That's lame.
But we don't know. There's a lot of stuff that...
opportunity.
There's a stuff that appears to be time-gated. Like, there's a lot of stuff that are like Easter eggs that you can't finish, but look like they're quests that will open up, and most people assume... they'll have something to do with online. Like, there's, like, things in the game, like weird statues or weird writings or, like, hidden basements and stuff with, like, objects in them that are unique, but you can't do anything with them, so people assume it's for online.
It's weird.
I can't wait for online to come out. It's supposed to come out before the end of the month. The end of the month is this week. Yeah. Nothing. So upset about it, dude.
Interesting.
So upset.
I might get it, I might not.
I think you should get it when online comes out, so we can be a cowboy together, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Basement Rain wants to join our group. All right. Menace wants to join our group. ZFM wants to join our group.
How many people can
we're
going to
start
a
freaking gang,
in
dude.
A clan.
Oh, a million.
A million?
I mean, we probably got to prune it, like 15, 10 maybe.
10?
I think, yeah, 10 or 15.
All online at the same time, riding around?
Oh, 100%, dude. We're going to have a
ridiculous.
Gang.
That's ridiculous.
We're going to go rob stuff.
So, wait, so we could run into a gang that big, too?
That's why we got to get good, man.
Right? No way. Yeah. Not 15. I'm saying like 5.
I don't know. We don't know anything about it.
I'm saying like 5.
I mean, I'm just going to turn to the side and I'm going to pop you every time you're mouthing off. Boom.
I'm going to pop you.
I'm going to pop
right
you.
Back.
You can't. You'll be dead. You'll be popped already.
Come back. That's how the game works.
No, when you're dead, the game deletes from your hard drive, can't reinstall it. You got to take it back to GameStop, get a potato chip
works,
in return.
Man. Potato chip?
That's what GameStop's going to get you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get any Black Friday deals, man?
No.
No, me either. Did you see anything you wanted?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
Like, I probably wouldn't have got anything because money, but like, it's just, there's nothing I even wanted.
I went to Best Buy on Friday.
What time?
Noon to one-ish.
Okay, that's pretty early in the day. Was it already picked clean for the most part?
Not really. There was still a lot of TVs left. And
okay.
I looked at there was a lot of TVs. They were like $600 for a pretty nice 65-inch
right.
4K.
My mom bought a Sony 4K HDR 65-inch TV on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been to my parents' house. You know, downstairs I got that big entertainment center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like... they want something that fits in there because they used to have this big projection TV, and now they want an actual flat screen. So she's been looking for this for a while, but waiting for Black Friday for TV deals to come around. So I get there first thing. It's like 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving. We're flipping through all the sales bills. See, one time a year we buy the newspaper, and we flip through all the sales bills, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, and we're just trying to pick them out and get to Best Buy, say this is the TV you want. It's a Sony. It's HDR, it's 4K, 65-inch, it's got built-in Wi-Fi, which is important to them because they can't run Ethernet, so they can actually use their smart TV and that type of stuff. So I'm like, she's like, can you go to Best Buy tonight and get this for me when it opens? And I'm like, no way. So I tell her, type in the UPC, like the model number, into the Amazon search box. She typed in, there it was. It was $1,000 even. It was $999.99 at Best Buy. It was $997.99 on Amazon, Prime shipped. She hit, buy it now. It'll be there Monday. Didn't even have to leave the house.
Yeah, there's no point to go
out. Why would you go out? It makes no sense to me.
People who don't know internet.
But who are those people now?
Old people.
I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Hey, Navius, what's up, man? He said he bought garbage bags on Black Friday. I don't know if that's true or a debate, but...
I didn't buy shit.
Taylor says she joined a gym. We got mail for a gym here. Tidal Boxing Club joined for 1 month. For like a dollar or something.
I wanted to do that, but it's really expensive.
Afterwards, yeah.
It's $70 a month, man.
Hulu had $1, you could sign up for $1 for a month for a year for their Black Friday deal. Hulu for $1 a month a year. But ads, pass. You know, I bought a cloth worth $100, and you get them for $46. I mean, that's a good deal. That's a good deal, right?
What kind of fucking cloth?
Asacat bought a webcam with a 1-foot cord, which is pretty standard, but she hasn't learned that lesson yet, obviously. Like, that's an extension cord. That's an extension cord. And then we've got a camera back there on the table that has an extension cord. Like, they're all extension cords now. Because they're all short. You're going to grab it, aren't you? Well, it doesn't have one plugged into it, but if I used it, it would have one, because that cord is 2 feet.
This is not 2 feet. That's 3 feet.
3 feet. Ooh.
That's better than 1 foot.
That camera is also 5 years old.
That's three times.
I think I have a 15-foot cable on this camera up here.
That's unneeded.
No, it's needed. Because what if I need to run it out to the other room, you know? What if you're taking a poop with the door open and I want to show it on stream, so I run the camera over there, you know? It's the all things that you gotta think. You gotta be prepared for anything.
Gotta be prepared for the random door open shit.
Gotta be prepared for anything, man.
Yeah, man. That sounds right.
Yeah. That wouldn't violate TOS as long as you keep your legs closed.
Nah. Nah, we're safe.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. Colby Poop Stream incoming.
Gross.
Next year. So,
I don't want that.
Do you
want
to do anything special for, like, 2019, like, show-wise? When is our show? Have we looked at a calendar?
I thought we were going to have a new intro by then, probably, right?
I mean, I would like to premiere our intro with 2019. Like, that seems to make sense, right?
Yeah, you need to get it to me fast then, man.
I know.
Yeah.
You have more than a month to do it.
Yeah, that's
too, plenty
that's,
of time.
I got vacations.
That's plenty
and
of time.
And stuff. I got to figure out where I'm going to school. There's a lot of stuff in there, man.
Oh, you're going back to the school thing again?
Yes.
But you just make up your mind already and do
I don't
this?
Know where I'm going.
Just hurry it up.
I'm going to go weld.
No, you're not.
I'm going to go weld.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna go weld.
Chris was looking at deals on Amazon for Christmas gifts, and she's like, "Anyone you know want a whittling set? Because it was really cheap." And I'm like, "We get that for Colby; he'd probably love it."
I have one.
Okay, well, there you go.
I haven't touched it.
There you go. Are you aware of the power of your present, of your talent, insofar as being a role model to others in the Twitch community? And do you like pie? I do like pie. I don't know the first part of that question.
Yeah, I don't.
Colby is not a role model, 100%.
I'm an anti-role model.
Yeah, you could be the opposite of him. That would be good.
Yeah.
You could do that. Welder, he's not going to be a welder. You have to work outside and stuff, man.
I'm fine with that.
No, you're not. You complained about driving here today in the snow.
Yeah, because then I have to go from cold into hot as balls.
Oh, so if it's always cold, you're fine.
I'm fucking, like, rolled up pants, rolled up sleeves.
It is hot. It's always hot here. Davia said, just don't go to school and you have more time to do editing. How about that, man?
Editing for what?
I
have nothing to edit.
The show.
No. That's... No. Not worth it.
It's not worth giving up your future in welding?
Not worth it.
Are you really
all.
Thinking of going for welding?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it'd be quick and I want to build things.
You ever think that maybe choosing to do things for the rest of your life shouldn't be based on the speed of which you get to do it?
Yeah, but it'd be a nice skill to know.
Why? My dad knows how to weld.
Yeah.
Just go spend a weekend with him. He'll teach
That's
you.
That's basically what it is.
No. Yeah, you got to go to college. You got to take math classes and all that stuff. There's got to be math class.
Yeah.
As it just said, welding involves math.
A lot of things involve math.
Yes, it's true. So if you're going to take all these math classes, why don't you do something you actually like doing?
Like what?
Why don't you? What happened to your programming dreams, man?
I don't like programming. You know, I like drag and drop. I like WordPress. Drag and drop.
I like drag and drop.
I don't like code.
Oh my god, dude. I mean, welding, I guess, is a career. I mean, are you going to be able to do that here?
Yeah.
Have you Googled welding careers Wichita?
No.
Just to see? You know?
Not at all.
Let's look. Okay, here's one. You need a welder in Colwich. I applied to work here at one point. You know, here's one, welding and fabrication specialist at Central Power Systems and Services, man. Look at all these jobs. 77 of them from welders. You go, first shift welder. Junior custom metal products. Must have 5 years of recent industrial welding experience. Pays $16 to $17 an hour, man.
That's not good.
That is not good. That's not terrible. Good. Here's one at Atlas Aerospace. That sounds legit, right? $16 to $17 an hour. Oh, here it is. Local, based on local employees, you're going to make $10.8 to $23.5 an hour.
That's not great.
That's not great. It's not great. Also, that is a worthless range of money, by the way. And for the record, you'll start at the low end because you have no welding experience.
Yep.
So you're going to work outside with your hands all day for a pay cut.
Yep.
To pay down your college loans.
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right, man, you do that. Do that, dude. Here's Spirit Aerosystems. That's a good place, all right? Let's see. Must be able to work any shifts. The majority of new hires will start on second shift, so you're also working at night.
So much for the show.
Well, I mean, that's I could do the show anytime. We can do it in the day. I'd love doing the day.
Right?
Dude, morning show. Every day morning show. Start your day 9 a.m. with Colby. Seth and Colby in the mornings, dude. That's the new plan. I'm so happy for you that you found this welding. I take back everything I've said about it being a bad idea that doesn't pay a lot.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Perfect. Just tell them you have 7 years of welding experience. Easy peasy. You just do that. What have you welded before? You ever heard of the SS Titanic? My grandfather welded that. It's in my blood. Didn't that ship sink? Yeah, but it sank together. No, it broke in half. But the parts that didn't were well welded. That's all I gotta say. And he'll be like, dude, you're right. You're hired, you know?
Oh, my God.
You're right. You're hired. Here's one at Cessna. It's a second shift one. Okay?
There's a lot of second shifts.
Yeah? Yeah? A lot of second shift welders. Turns out, maybe welding isn't the best career, you know?
How about electrician? That's okay. My other one.
Electrician. Let's check this out. Okay, second shift is the second option for electrician. Here's a licensed electrician. Here we go. How about this one? Looks like I'd be part of the Mr. Electric team. Challenging and exciting. We offer the opportunity to work in a different environment every day, helping our customers improve their life and keeping them safe. Are you tired of working yourself out of a job, not knowing whether or not you'll still be working if the current job is completed? Wondering, will I be working tomorrow, next week, next year? Are you looking for an all uppercase, steady, long-term employment with benefits? Then we're looking for you. Mr. Electric is now hiring an electrician. As an electrician, you are a key member of our team. Coordinate the installation, repair, and service of electric and electronic components. Exemplifying our code of values, you show respect and courtesy to all customers and employees. I don't think you qualify
Damn.
For this job, dude. I'm sorry to say.
Damn.
Our people are our greatest asset. We hire individuals who are professional and leaders in the industry. In exchange, our team provides superb working environment and unique experience. Okay, if you're a different place every day, how can you provide a superb working environment? You could work in a dump. You don't know. They don't know.
I'm just going to go for coding.
But this one does pay $23 starting salary. You would install, maintain, and repair specific equipment.
That's a master electrician.
It doesn't say master.
It says
license.
It just said master electrician.
Where?
Underneath that pay scale.
Oh, it does say master electrician. Well, it says license right here, though. Licensed electrician based on local employers, $42K a year.
I don't think I'd be licensed. I'd be a certified, but I don't think that's a license.
I don't know the difference. What's the difference between a license and a certification?
Hmm?
What's the difference between a license and a certification?
I think one involves more things.
Okay. All right.
To do.
All right. Thought you were going to be a woodworker. Yeah, what about that, man?
That pays nothing.
Acid says she has her certification. You have to be able to read schematics, which involves math.
Dude, my whole get is Legos.
What you're trying to do is you are trying to find the easiest road to the most money.
Ish.
Like, you want to be an electrician because it starts at $25 an hour.
No, I kind of just want to build stuff. That's
okay.
Where I'm at.
Maybe you should try building digital things.
I don't like digital things.
How do you know you've never built anything?
You
have never built.
I have hand-coded websites
That's
before.
Not the same.
They suck ass.
You've never built any applications, ever.
No.
You have built front-end websites that are informational.
Yep.
You've never changed a blank screen into something that does something.
I have done that.
No, what?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Websites, man.
You can't just say the word website.
Websites, man.
You can't just say websites. That's not a thing.
On Steam? Build stuff on Steam? Like what?
Stream, maybe. Maybe he meant stream.
I think he means Steam, like
Does
the
he mean
game
Steam?
Game thing.
I don't know. I don't know how you build stuff on Steam.
I don't either.
I think you should learn code, man. Build apps. Here's what you do. Go to school for coding. If you don't like it, become an electrician. Build an app to teach electricians how to get their certifications. Let the dollars roll in, man. Boom. Brilliant idea. Acid's going to be an astrophysicist. That's something that you will never do. And nope. Neither will I, because that's way
Talk
too smart
about
for us.
Math. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Fuck that.
No, thank you. I actually get stupider when I hear people talk about astrophysics. Mm-hmm. I actually become more of an idiot.
Nope.
Bad Juju's going to be a chemical engineer. That's not something I could do either. Too hard.
Dude, anything engineer.
Yeah, too difficult. This is what I do well. This is the only thing I've ever been able to do well, is speak into a microphone for hours on end, annoying people with my voice. This is the only thing I've ever been able to do. And this industry is dead. There's no more jobs for me. That's why I'm on the internet wearing stinky shorts and a purple t-shirt, hoping that people give me money. Please give me money. It's all I have. This is it for me. It's over. You have so much potential.
I don't.
You have this big, beautiful brain.
No.
You're an artist. It was, despite how you're portrayed on this show, you're actually smarter than most people. Yes. You may not believe it, but it's true.
It's
your mom
awful.
And I would agree.
It's goddamn awful.
Thank you, Acid. Please continue to give more money.
God, I'm sweating over here, man.
We should end the show.
Yeah, let's end it before I get really depressed.
Let me just pump out all this stuff about money, and then let's end so no one gives us any.
Yeah. Well, you just got a buck.
I got 50 cents, technically, because you just stole 50 cents of it. And you're not going to need it when you're some electrician. But coming mid-2019, 7 Colby in the morning, every morning, 8 a.m. When do you get off work? 6? It's 11 to 6 is second shift, right? Like 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., I think, is second shift.
Something.
So, yeah, you can go home, take your shower, eat some breakfast, head over here, 8 a.m. every morning, 7 Colby Show. Get started with your day. Monday through Sunday, every day.
No.
I'll give you the weekend off. You're right.
Nope.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every morning, 7 Colby Show. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
You know how terrible that show would be?
It would be so good. I would love it.
We would have no topics.
What are you talking about?
We wouldn't talk about anything.
Here's my topics for today. Google Drive is trash. Lion King trailer. We talked about one of those things. I didn't even get to the Google Drive.
You
That's
had
for
like
tomorrow.
Five others up there, man.
Yeah, and I didn't want to click any of them, but you and J-Bar blew your loads early, and I had to start on them. Okay? I remember.
Do you?
Taylor will be there every morning, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's end the show, okay? Oh, sorry. This is Christmas music. You like this Christmas music,
Deck
man?
Us all with Boston Charlie.
Now look who it's by. You see us?
Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross?
Yeah, what do you know them from?
I have no idea. Are they the fucking Spooks? Oh, God, they are.
This is the Halloween Spooks, people, but this is their Christmas album, chat. Only for the next month, man.
It's so fucked.
Speakers are on you. Can't hide. Run from it. Dread it. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross will arrive. It's gonna get better, man. Don't leave. You're gonna miss the best part. Here it comes. Oh no, we still gotta wait. My arms are getting tired though. Oh, okay, it's off. Guys, thank you so much for being here today. This is the Seth and Colby Show. It is it's twice a week, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European Time, and once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European Time. Also on Thursdays, we do Colby Plays Games. We do an hour-long episode, and then an hour later, Colby Plays Games for 2 hours. It's chosen by chat, so if you're not in the Discord or you're not following us on Twitter, be sure to do so you can vote for this week's game. You excited about this week's game, man?
Yeah, man.
I don't even know what it is. Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay, me either. Let's put it on the list.
Just ready for it.
Just ready, man. Just ready for it.
There's no hand simulator.
But yeah, if you are watching or if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, be sure to go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. I think we're 6 followers away from 200, and at 200, Colby said he was going to auction off a pair of his shoes to the highest bidder.
I never said that.
I remember you clearly saying that. You were going to mail a pair of your shoes to a listener that never really happened. Deserved them. So
never had.
Also, final reminder, go to raptorteeth.live/SethandColby. I guess I could put the links in the chat. There are only 24 hours left to get 20% off all of our merch. So if you're listening to this on audio on Monday, it's your final day to go get merch for Seth and Colby at 20% off. It's the only sale I'm going to do all season long, most likely. So get it. Do it.
It's the only time. Get it before it's gone.
Do it,
everybody.
And everybody else, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit. It's all Seth and Colby. You can get links to the audio version.
This is definitely broken.
Yeah, that's old. And links to SethandColby.com. Join the Discord. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. If you want to send us a Christmas present.
Shabam, shabam, shabam.
And we appreciate you listening.
Shabam, shabam. Everything's on shooting sale, everybody. Redneck City. Get them while it's hot.
There you go. We'll be back on Thursday for more fun, more shenanigans. We appreciate you guys hanging out with
us
today.
Guys.
Have a great weekend. Have
Bye-bye,
a great week.
Y'all.
We'll see you on Thursday. Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye-bye.